Good evening, wonderful people, great Biafrans, wherever you are, upon the face of this very planet. Once again, we welcome you to Radio Biafra live transmission on this very day, the 10th day of 8. No, it's past 7 here. It is past 8 in Biafra land. The same number of minutes past the top of the hour, irrespective of where you are, because we cover the entire 24 time zones of this very planet. The entire 24 time zones, there is nowhere this very minute that somebody is not listening to Radio Biafra. That is why we have a very extensive reach. That is why we are formidable. That is why we get things done when we want to do them. That is why we are going to stop the elections. That is why we have superior reasoning, superior argument. And that is why ultimately we prevail. There may be problems along the way. It doesn't matter how insurmountable it may seem, but eventually, ultimately, we overcome because we are the children of the light. We represent progress. We represent continuity of truth. We represent the irreducibility of righteousness, and we represent the kingdom of heaven upon the face of this very earth. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and good night to some of you. Those of you who are in the far eastern part of the world, everything possible will be done to disrupt our flow. Everything humanly possible will be done to interrupt our activities this very evening. But are we resilient? Are we resolute? Are we determined? Are we indefatigable? The answer to all those is yes, because we don't stop. Our enemies will get tired. Our enemies may falter, but we don't. We remain resolute, we remain determined, we remain focused on this ultimate prize, And that prize is how we are going to restore God's kingdom upon the face of the earth. That very place is Biafra. Some people don't understand what Biafra means. Some people don't appreciate what Biafra stands for. Some people cannot quite begin to comprehend the importance of serving Chukwu Abiama through Biafra. Some people don't yet realize that without Biafra, they are finished. It doesn't matter where you are. Without Biafra, you are not a human being. You are an animal in the zoological republic called Nigeria, created by the white man. There were some children arguing this afternoon, and I asked them a question. Who created the zoo called Nigeria? Do you know they couldn't answer? I am sure they are pondering what every other person is pondering at this point in time. Who created Nigeria is my question. For people supposedly from a part of the world that is thousands, if not millions of years old, I am asking, who created the zoo called Nigeria? Therein lies the answer to all your problems. Because when something goes wrong, they say, go back to the beginning. Obun Ambuko Bidoro. From inception of the zoo, the foundation for self-destruction was sown. Who created Nigeria? That is the question. Any day you can come up with the answer, and in the process of coming up with the answer, you begin to look at the mess the people that are called Nigerians are in, you will understand how hopeless your situation is. You will understand that the zoo was designed to self-destruct. A white man came to Africa and created a country and said, you, from today, you are Nigerians. Every animal jumped up. Yay, we are Nigerians. Because you are baboons and monkeys. I asked them again a very simple question, because my questions are not difficult. Can you tell me the rationale behind the notion of having a part of Badagry, Yoruba land? One part is in Niger. No, in Benin Republic, French. One part is in English. Can you please rationalize what is behind the partitioning of the people? Why is it that somebody from the Badagry side of the zoo called Nigeria will now travel all the way to Eket and say to somebody from Eket, oh, we are brothers and sisters. Whereas over you share the same drinking hole with somebody on the other side, or called Benin Republic. Somebody needs to explain this to me, and I will try to clarify it once again. Can you please tell me why somebody from Badagry, Lagos, will travel all the way from Badagry to come to Munnochi and find a relative who doesn't speak the same language, who doesn't eat the same food, who doesn't dress the same way, who doesn't know the same God? Yoruba man, having abandoned the same Badagry person that speaks Yoruba, eats amala, that eats food with oil all the time, stew on top of it. There are women tie one piece wrapper. You leave somebody who speaks Yoruba, who is a Muslim, who does everything that you do. You run all the way to Munnochi to go come and look for your fellow Nigerian. I don't know if what I'm saying makes sense to people. These are the questions I ask Nigerians, and they cannot answer. Because any day you open your mouth and say, actually, we were created by Frederick Lugard, that day, as the words are coming out of your mouth, you begin to repent immediately. You see a different person begin to emerge. Whenever you want to debate with a monkey from the zoo called a Nigerian, please compel them to tell you how they were created. As soon as it comes out of their mouth, once they confess their sins, it was Frederick Lugard that created Nigeria. Before they finish it, you watch, look at their eyes very well. Something different happens to them. They come to their senses. They are like people who have been on drugs for a very long time. All of a sudden, by merely uttering the word of their creator, their God, Frederick Lugard, they change immediately. They acquire common sense and the capacity to reason. And then you have won the debate. Very simple. Don't discuss with baboons. Just tell them, can you tell me, if you want to humiliate them, tell them, just ask them, can you tell me where this Frederick Lugard, where does he come from? And then, once they say he's a white man from Britain, you finish them off by asking them, are you therefore telling me that it is proper for a white man to come from Scotland, to come down to this place, and to create a country? Then he's finished. If you want to bury him, you go further and say to him, can you tell me who created Yoruba land? Can you tell me who created Awosa or Fulani? I mean, which event created Fulani people or Awosa people or Yoruba people? You cannot trace it, you see. Because the emergence of a nation is an organic process. People begin to coalesce around one culture, one value system for hundreds of years before they emerge as a nation and as a people. Did the zoo go through that? The answer is no. And I'm waiting for them. Those that will jump to America, I will flatten them because we are learned. America was simply operating a Greco-Roman Judeo-Christian value system, which was prevalent in Europe. It was designed by Europeans, executed by Europeans. That is the American model. Therefore, what they practice is essentially European, as simple as that. A modified version of the republicanism you have in France. Very neat and simple. So every avenue is covered in case you are tempted to ask silly questions. Because here you see, we happen to be educated. Not my fault that we're educated. This is Radio Biafra. Before I proceed any further, I must call upon the grace of heaven to come and abide with us, to guide us, to tutor, to put words in our mouth that we can preach his word in truth and honesty all the time without fail. When we pray, when we offer praise, when we give honor and sacrifice, we do so to heaven and not to man. And now you may fire us, I am not an idol worshiper. I am not one of those that the white man brought idol to and convinced them. In the name of Christianity. Idol worshippers. Anything made with hand is an idol. Anything the hand fabricates is an idol. You don't place that as a conduit. You don't kneel before it. You don't bow before it. You don't venerate it. Regard, yes. You don't venerate anything made with hand. Because Chukwu Abiama is jealous. Exodus chapter 20 verse 1. I am a jealous God. I will visit upon you that reject me up to your sixth generation with iniquity and destruction. And what do you think is happening to Biafrans today? You people follow the idol in FROC. That is why you are suffering. You will continue to suffer until you recognize Chukwu Abiama is God. You turn back from your evil ways and you worship the only one true living God. Only one, Chukwu Abiama. One, not two, not three, not four. One. Only one. That in the end, as Biafra will come, Chukwu Abiama will take every glory and honor and not man. Not us. We are mere messengers. We are here to preach the gospel of heaven. If you have a counter argument, our lines will open. When it does open, you can call us. Before you do so, the barrister will join us as soon as he's able to. Very tired, no doubt, but also accomplished, because the barrister will come here. We will preach this very gospel together, as we always do. And Chukwu Abiama will accept every praise and honor. because we are mere mortals. Only Chukwu Abiyama is immortal. Your immortality can only come from the work you have done on this very earth. That long after you are gone, you will be remembered for all the nice things that you did. I ask them again, those of you jumping up and down from Ugwawasa, I'm a Nigerian. What did your own father say about the zoo, Nigeria? What did Ahmadu Bello say? Is it Bello? Ahmadu Bello or whatever his name is. What did Ahmadu Bello say? I keep saying Bello. I don't know why. Maybe that's his proper name. What did Ahmadu Bello say? The Saduana of Sokoto about one Nigeria. I am going too far. What did Gowon say about the zoo, Nigeria, in 1966? Gowon opened his mouth and said, I don't know why I cannot interview these people. I don't know why, honestly. If I meet Gowon, I will ask him, what led you to declare that the basis for unity in Nigeria doesn't exist? Then after 48 hours, you change your mind to go to war with Biafra. Can you tell me? Because when people come to Radio Biafra, they become educated. They understand what is happening. When you come here and listen, you will learn. Why are we asking you not to vote? We are asking you not to vote that Biafra may come. But of course, people will refer to the traitor of our time, the criminal of this very age, the Ifajuna of our period, Wazulike, and say, he said, we shouldn't participate in census. Don't you know that Chukwu Abiyama is great? Even in his evil, Chukwu Abiyama cannot show him the light. The thing to boycott is election. You don't boycott census. Census is irrelevant, of course. But there is a very massive difference. Now we are now educating the monkeys in the zoo, so you understand this. They say, I insult people. Why? You're an animal. Why would I insult you? Why would I not? Because you are pretending to be something that you're not, and I hate pretentious people. You are an animal pretending you're a human being. I can't respect you. Unless you reason like a human being. What you boycott is election. Election and census are not the same. You see, election is very unique because election involves giving people the consent to make decisions and laws on your behalf. In other words, mandate. I am giving you the permission to enact laws and implement them on my behalf. That is the difference. Census is just counting people. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. It doesn't matter. Even if everybody turned out for census, are you people not living in Sokoto, in Zamfara, in Maiduguri, in London? Are you not living in New York? Are you not living in Germany? It doesn't matter. You are scattered all over the world. Scattered all over the world. You are not in your villages. So it doesn't really matter anyway. It doesn't matter. These are the things you need to know. These are the things you need to learn. Unless you insist that if you're a resident in Kano, that you are counted as a Biafran in Kano, then it makes sense to me. Or else everything else is rubbish. You don't compare like with like. That is your problem sometimes. Election is different from census because census involves the surrendering of your mandate. To surrender your mandate. To become a human being living in a civilized society. That is something that you need to appreciate. That is something that you need to learn. This is Radio Biafra, as I said earlier. As soon as the barrister is able to join me, I will bring him to you. My name is Nnamdi Kanu, the leader of the indigenous people of Biafra all over this planet. IPOB. As you well know, there may be some fake versions. You know, Igbo people that want beginning a guy here. That's not we yell into. Only we will have to yell into. What is the market now? As you know, everybody goes into the market to import rapper. That is the way we are. They have seen that they cannot be able to meet our very high standards. These people will pursue the way. They will go and try and create things to confuse you. If you allow yourself to be confused, that is your business. We are known as the indigenous people of Biafra. We don't add anything to it. No society, no community, no, just indigenous people of Biafra. That's all. In our respective areas around the world, we hold family meetings. That is why we call it. People must understand we are grounded in what we are doing. They are called family meetings because we would not rise up one day and start kidnapping you, as Owazirika is doing. We will not rise up one day and our man will phone somebody who's a freedom fighter and say, this man is causing us problems. Go and kidnap him. He will send mass up members and they will run and kidnap somebody. Am I lying? If I'm challenged, I will name people that you kidnapped, even many more. Where you kidnapped them and on what date. I can tell you that. These are freedom fighters. You know, anytime an Igbo man dabbles into something, you have difficulties. You know, we've never done freedom fighting before. Chukwu Abiyama fought our battles for us. Now our time has come. Because we abandoned Chukwu Abiyama and embraced Arusini Nedichiche, both local and international. Local Arusi and international Arusi as well. We are God-fearing people. When we came to Biafra land, we met those called the people of the forest, the Bijango people. I'm now telling you about history. We met the Bijango people, who are the people of the forest today. They are only found in Guinea. They are original to Biafra land. We traveled and we came as travelers. We kept migrating until the ocean stopped us. Those people, they had conduits. Those people, they were idol worshippers. And our people intermarried with them. Exactly what you're doing today with the Yoruba people and ours. You've done that before. And then we imbibed some of their rather heinous cultures and traditions. That is how you have a man and all the rest of it. They are not original to the children of God. The reason why you are created is to worship Chukwu Abiyama in truth and honesty. Nothing more, nothing less. Anything you are doing that doesn't give glory to heaven is not worth doing. That is who you are. Therefore, the Arusi you have, both the local one and the one the white man brought you with the Bible, they are all Arusi. Arusi Kobu. The only way to worship Chukwu Abiyama in truth and honesty is not to face anything made with hand. You worship heaven, you worship this very earth. Because as the Ezeri said once and told the white man, everything around you is creation. Everything around you is the manifestation of the presence of the Most High God amongst man. You don't need to face any object to pray to heaven. That is the way it is. And this is Radio Biafra. As I was saying earlier, I am also the commander of all the loyal forces of the indigenous people of Biafra. In the same token, the director of Radio Biafra. I cannot do what I do if not for the grace of heaven. Therefore, I must acknowledge that by the special grace of heaven, I will now, tomorrow, and always remain a faithful, diligent, obedient servant of all of you. Those who deserve it, not of monkeys and baboons. If you are a Biafran, we will serve you. We will not let you down. I know words are very, very cheap, but believe you me, we have not failed before, and we will not fail now. Everything else will fall by the wayside. Anybody who tries to copy us will fail. Anybody who tries to, they know they have tried before, they have failed. They will keep floundering by the roadside. Because Chukwu Abiyama did not call them. I am sorry to say this. If you are not called, you are not called to do this very work. When Yahweh Heshua was on this very earth, he called initially 12 disciples. Only 12 out of billions. 12. And after that, the apostles came. Now you understand, not everybody can be given this very mandate. It is a divine mandate from heaven to come down here to preach the word of God in truth and honesty through the restoration of Biafra, that you may know who is God in heaven and that his name is Chukwu Abiyama. Thank you very much. And in the absence of the barrister, whom I presume is running very, very late, he will join us later on. I will once again proceed to bring to your attention, to bring to your understanding, to bring to your awareness our news headlines and accompanying news summary before we open our lines. But when we eventually open our lines, you will be able to reach us. You will speak on Radio Biafra and humanity will hear your voice, because right now, this very minute, across every continent on this very earth, in every country, in every city, in every town, in every village, every hamlet, every every clan, every family, as long as you are tuned to CHK 97.6 in Biafra land, as long as you're listening via satellite all across Africa, Middle East, and Southern Europe, as long as you are online on radiobiafra.co, as long as you have come to us on rblworld.tv, once you are on TuneIn, once you are on any portal through which we are disseminating this information, we welcome you. This is Radio Biafra. We are formidable. Heaven knows we are. And this year we march. Our armies are assembling all over the world and coming into Biafra land without anybody knowing. We are assembling men that have come to die, not those that will live. We are not always okay. We are not going to promise you yet that you and your family will be the commissioner. He has even built quarters for them. Oh, if you come to a word, if you come to Amajeke, there is one building there. You are the commissioner of police. You will live there. Go out and mount flag in your village. And I will get out. Mount flag in your village. Radio Biafra has nothing to do with criminals. Radio Biafra has nothing to do with criminals. Our hands are clean. We are in, I say what I say, if there is any politician anywhere on this planet Earth who is in heart to approach Radio Biafra, you drunk? I We drive away evil spirit and evil men and women. Nobody will dare to come to us. Are you drunk? Are you demented? This is Radio Biafra, for goodness sake. A sanctified entity of heaven. The very platform upon which the word of God is preached. You don't come to us. Are you drunk? No politician will come here. Are you foolish? We are the children of the Most High. We represent light. And we bring that light where there is darkness. You must understand that. No politician comes here. This is a politician-free zone. This is a zone where men of evil deeds cannot come to. Are you mad? That is why we say what we say with impunity. Nothing can happen. When you get men, if they want death, we give them death. Anyhow they want it, we have come prepared. If you are not prepared to die for Biafra, you cannot be at my flank, my front, my back, my whatever. No, you cannot be. I have men. One single command and people will fall. And when the time comes, I will come back on Radio Biafra and say, I told you so. There is nothing man can do about it. It is apportioned unto man to die only but once. How you choose to die is what makes you a man. Biafra will come in our lifetime. Anything stopping Biafra from coming will fall. We have come very slowly, building up steam and momentum over the years, silently and coming, working at every opportunity, making sure that we arrow this very message to deliver at the right time. That right time is 2015, and this year we march. This year the world will know how serious we are. I have one simple question for the white man. Will you allow me to come to your village and create a country? Very simple question. You came to my land. Are you from my place? Are you my relative? Are we one? You are not circumcised. I am. What are you doing in my village? Calling me a Nigerian. Can I come to your village and create a Nigerian in your village? The answer is no. Then why are you in mine? Igahonya wosa ba 440. Yoruba man will follow suit. Fulani, you are in Niger Republic. Don't you think that you are better off in a country with your fellow Fulani headsmen together? All of you will be moving cattle all over the place together. Why are you coming to me? What is your relationship with me? Oh no, sorry. Because a white man told you to come. Before the white man, could you come to my village before? I am asking you, before the white man came, did you come to my village? Do I know who you are? A white man is your problem. The demise of Biafra started from London, and we are in London orchestrating the resurrection of Biafra. Think about that very carefully. It is fortuitous. For those who understand English language, they understand what it means. barrister has come to me, the very eminent, accomplished, a very brilliant legal mind of the sort that we will always seek all our lives. Barrister, my message is with me. Okonyo with a kobo. Adiga mama. Barrister, can you hear me?
Good evening, Director.
Good evening.
Director, once again, we are on air.
We have to be, Barrister.
And we will be on air until and even after the restoration of Biafra.
You say?
Good evening, fellow Biafrans, wherever you are in the east, west, north, or south. We preach to you. I know some of you might be getting fed up with our voices, but we are sorry. We cannot help it because our nation has to be restored. We will do all we could to make sure that we go back home. Even those who are sojourning in their land, in their towns and villages abroad, are fed up with you. They have resorted to killing you, arresting you on a daily basis, from immigration issue to all the rest of it. We have to go home. That is the bottom line. We cannot stop preaching until our people are free. You are not free in your own homeland. You are not free abroad. You are not free anywhere. We are hunted. We are killed. We are bombed. We are maimed. We are beheaded. Only one Biafra. One name that is receiving all these insults, all these bruises. Only one name, Biafra. And this Biafra can never, ever stop existing. That is why we say that we are awake. Nigeria has hoodwinked us for a very long time. And this is the time for us to resurrect and restore Biafra. We have no options. There is no excuses. Director, there is no referendum. None whatsoever. Biafra, in totality. No negotiation. We've done this previously, didn't work. Don't forget Aburi. That is when it was supposed to get up and stand, but it didn't. What we are seeking for now is the full restoration of Biafra land. The nation where all of us, we are born, where all of us, we are meant to be, instead of being scattered over the world. We've realized the reasons why we are scattered. Because we are worshipping what supposed not to be our own God. We went to places. And remember, Solomon was warned by Tukwa Abiyama. With all the wives and all the wealth I've given you, do your best not to worship any foreign gods through all these wives you've acquired. But he derailed. And that was the downfall of Solomon, the wisest man in the Bible. We derailed, and that's why we are scattered all over the world. That's why we are hunted and hounded by people who do not like us. Somebody came, created you, gave you a new name, and you held on to it. It has expired. I have to tell you this once again. It has expired. And any expired product created by man has to go into the dustbin of history, according to our professor, late Professor Odenibo from New Jersey, who was just buried recently. We will never forget the man. I thank you all, Biafrans, from Directorate of State to all the citizens of Biafra land, those who are listening from Aba Owerri, Umuahia, Onitsha, Nnewi are not showing up at all. I don't know why. We greet you from Calabar to Anyocha, to Igbocha, to Eket, to everywhere, and those of our brothers in Bogoma, Degema, our Ijo people. We greet all of you collectively. We don't leave anybody behind. Bogoma, Degema, all of you, you are our people. We will walk home collectively. It's been a long time we've been divided and ruled. This time, we have come back together as a compound, chemically combined together.
Barrister, thank you very, very much. This is Radio Biafra. We are live and we are direct. When our lines open, not now, please, I hasten to add. The number to reach us on remains +44208 133 9976. I repeat, +44 208 1-333-9976. We are also on our main studio line, which happens to be +44 78 31 30 8 3 7 6. With that same number, you can get us on WhatsApp. Some of you are sending us messages already on WhatsApp. And I believe that rather than gossiping, that you have been able, at least, to tweet today. I tweeted, as I always do. But today, I took exception to the rule. I had to publish what I tweeted. I hope all of you have also tweeted today. And the no vote boycott every election is resonating around the world. And the criminal politicians are panicking. And I will tell you why they have been calling us to ask us, oh, why are you trying to stop election? We have the reason here. They don't know we know them. We have the reason here why they want you to go and vote. It is here. They have gone to borrow money from the banks. Some of them have sold their family properties so that they can go back and recoup the money and then make ABBA even worse than it is today. We are calling for everybody not to vote. If you do not vote, Biafra comes closer. If you go and vote, then you want me to go and negotiate and lobby with people. If we go out to talk to them, they will tell us, oh, if you want Biafra, how come you send somebody to Abuja to go and represent you? And some will say, oh, we want to do it by diplomatic means. And as Barrister have just said, we did it before. Nojuku went to Aburi and negotiated with Gowon. What happened? They came back and they threw the Aburi Accord away. You cannot trust these people. You can't negotiate with them. And those of you, there was a group before, I don't know their name. They said they're based in, where? Somewhere. I can't remember what their name is anymore. But I know there is animal rights to it. They lied. They no longer exist because they told lies. Some of them we are running around saying they are into diplomatic moves. Diplomacy with who? You and who is doing diplomacy? Is it with Hausa Fulani? Okay, good. What have you done with Hausa Fulani in terms of your diplomatic offensive? Oh, sorry, it is to vote for APC. We stopped APC in Anambra. We will stop them again, whatever we find them, in Biafra land. We are going to use the same method we used against APC in Anambra to stop them to also stop voting in Biafra land. You will call your parents and make it very clear to them. You go out to vote. That person you voted for should be sending you money to eat. And you see what will happen. There will be no election. Come out and you will die. Some I Mandi Bana Misike. Oh, we are stubborn. We are going to vote. Ilotana Asozu. We are prepared to die for what we believe in, which is Biafra. Are you prepared to be killed for the zoo called Nigeria? It's as simple as that. Because the problem we have is not Hausa Fulani. An Igbo man is the problem that Biafra has. They think they know, but they know nothing. They think they're so clever, but when you hammer. Because if they're intelligent, why is an Hausa man ruling you? And that is how we always win the debate on that one as well. If you are clever, on your mind, rubbish. Why is the cattle rarer ruling you? Your daughters are in Uguawusa right now. The 10th wife of an Hausa man. Is that correct or not? They always marry the light-skinned ones. Is that correct or not? Smart people indeed. Smart indeed. You know nothing. This is Radio Biafra. We are proceeding to present our news headlines and accompanying news summary. We are also on Skype. We are on Viber as well. On Skype, it is simply Radio Biafra, all one word, on Skype. We are on Viber +44 78 31 30 8 3 7 6. You will call us and we'll take your call. When our lines open, that is, right now our lines are not open. And when you call Radio Biafra, if you fail to turn down your system or move away from the room waiting to hear your voice, I'll cut you off. Very neat and simple. We receive calls 24 hours a day. If we decide to run Radio Biafra, people will be calling us all the time. So your call, if you don't want to obey a simple instruction, your call will not be taken. It doesn't matter if you're there or not. Others will call because we want our people to be disciplined. Ekpo radio Biafra, gbalata igwe ijinega anyi, turn your radio off if you call radio Biafra. So we can hear you and you can concentrate and make sense. If you're waiting for your voice to hear your voice on radio, you're also listening to me, you become confused. That is hello, 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 hello. Can you hear me? Can you hear me? What nonsense is that? Some of you will try anyway to do the same thing. Then we just cut you off. That's all. The news headlines this evening and the accompanying news summary. The time here now is 8:15 in the evening. In Biafra land, it's 8:45 as well. I can't wait for the harmonization of this time by the end of this month. So that makes our life a lot more easier. Some people are also saying that you are in London. You people are in London. And I said, I was in Biafra land 3 weeks ago and I was broadcasting all over Biafra land. Why didn't you call me then? I say, you are in Biafra land now. You are in Biafra land. You can't say that because you're a fool. You're an idiot. You know, you can't reason properly. Every successful revolution in the world has been fought from outside. For your in, no, some of you are not educated. I don't blame you. You go to school, you come out with a degree. You were on strike for 3.5 years. You went to school for 6 months. You wrote exams and you came out and went to youth service. So I don't blame you. If you had actually taken your time to study revolution and freedom fighting, you will know that the leadership of... Oh my God. What do you know? What do you know? That's why I call you monkeys. Because you can't reason. Oh, come back here. Come back here. But I was there a few weeks ago. Why didn't you ask me then to come back? It's only now they're saying come back here. I came out to buy equipment that will make it possible for me to bypass the zoo when I broadcast. Do you understand? I bypass Jonathan and his friends trying to stop us when I broadcast. That is why I came out to buy those equipments. If you are deaf, funding teacher, let me tell you why I came back. I came to the UK to buy equipments. Once they are complete, I will take them back to Biafra and I'll be there. Now you understand. And then when I get there, I will tell you I have arrived here. Do you understand? Mad, insane idiots who don't listen to Radio Biafra. If you want to be educated, you listen to Radio Biafra. Everything else is rubbish. Massive explosion rocks Maiduguri once again, with a few more Igbo people killed. And that's why they disguise themselves as Awosa because they cannot bear to come back to the village. Most of them are dead today again. Dead. Massive explosion rocks Maiduguri. They are planning to hold elections. God. And Maiduguri is supposedly meant to be fenced round with, you know, steel and iron of the Nigerian military, the Zoo Army. The same way this explosion went off today is how it's going to go off when you queue that day to vote. An explosion will go off and you will die. A bullet to Zoo. Politician will still be there, but you're dead and gone because you're foolish, because you want to do that. You're stubborn. I must vote. I have to come out to vote. Because of your stupidity, we are in bondage. Those in Maiduguri who don't want to evacuate or leave Maiduguri, some of them are dead tonight. They are dead. Is Jonathan dead? The answer is no. How about Alex Bade, Air Force Vice Marshal, with stomach large enough to fill room and parlor? Air Vice Marshal, indeed. Where are they? They're in Abuja having fun. People are dead in Maiduguri. And they want to hold elections, you know. They want to hold elections, mad people. Explosion rocks Maiduguri. At least 10 people killed in fresh Boko Haram attack in a place called Ngamdu. 10 more people killed. 10 people that at least politicians can buy their PVC, their voter cards. 10 more people. You can buy their voter cards, please. The more Boko Haram kills, the more voter cards become available for politicians to buy. 10 more people killed by Boko Haram. The burning of AIT studios in Lagos by Bola Ahmed Tinubu and his APC murderous supporters. have now pitted party against party. In fact, even APC supporters are against themselves. They now understand what they have done. Bola made it, Tinubu. You beg. These are the people you voted for. They beg you, please vote for me. I am a good person. You vote them in, and they steal your money, and they come back and they kill you, and they burn your businesses down. And then 4 years again, you go and vote, and then you call abroad and say, we are hungry in the village, send us money. When you are responsible for the carnage and mayhem inside the zoo, the damnable zoological republic. AIT fire pits party supporters against each other, and rightfully so, mad people. Teachers in Auchi protest over non-payment of general salary. We are in March of 2015. Do you know that teachers are not being paid? But in Auchi, the teachers will go out to vote. The same person that stole their salaries, they will go out again and vote for the same person. Now you understand how foolish people are. Now you see why I call them black monkeys. When I call them black monkeys, they're upset. It's only a monkey that can go and vote for the same person that stole their salaries. Ebonyi, people are not being paid. Ogun State, they are not being paid. But you're still asking them to go and vote? Black people, baboons in the zoo, monkeys in the zoo, do you want your problem? Do you want to stop drinking water from waterproof bag? Do you want to have electricity? Do you want to have some semblance of decency in your wretched lives? Then don't vote. The people, this band of thieves, they will be coming to you and asking you, why did you not vote? And you will say to them, because each time I vote for you, you steal the money. You steal the money meant for my child's education. You steal my employment opportunity by sending money abroad rather than putting it in the banks to give to businesses to go and borrow and build businesses. You make my life difficult. I can't continue this way. And you will see if things will not change. Only if people, not just in Biafra land, if the whole zoo can come together and say we're not voting. Everybody go back to your tent, O Israel. You will see that your lives will improve. But of course, Awasa have nothing to do. They love oil. Crude oil. Awasa and crude oil. They love crude oil so much. They love crude oil. Sad indeed. Teachers in Auchi protest over non-payment of January salary, as it is all over the zoo, Zoological Republic. They don't pay their teachers. Fulani headsmen sack tall thief from palace in a Benue monarch, Achupugia. The tour of TV land has been pursued from his palace by Fulani. This is Boko Haram trained snipers. They call them Fulani headsmen, but you must be a fool. That is why they carry AK-47. And I'm saying to people of TV, in Igbo language, it is said to be Lekwanyara Siam. May many bad things happen to you people now and forever because of the way you treated Biafrans. The same people, this message goes for South and Niger Delta. Do you know they recruited TV people to kill Biafrans? Today, the same people that recruited them to kill Biafrans are today killing TV people. It is called comeuppance. Nemesis. What you sow is what you will reap. And may I also remind them that it was an Awasa man that killed Ken Serawiwa. Please. The Awasa man told Ken Serawiwa, an Igbo man is your problem. The same Awasa man killed Ken Serawiwa. Oh, dear Lord, have mercy. Now you understand why you need to support Radio Biafra. Without Radio Biafra, people are in darkness. Rights group, luxury bus owners, condemn burning of Chisco and AIT buildings in Lagos by the same APC that Okorocha is in. If you disagree with them, they burn you to death. They burn your businesses down. And people are campaigning for APC. People want Awasa, Fulani, Boko Haram, Islam to take over their lives. And I ask myself, are these not baboons and monkeys? What type of politician is that? When they were starting, they were begging, oh, please, will you vote for me? We want dispensation. We are from Fedeco. We are from Nadeco. We don't want Abacha. Abacha is better than all of you. Have you seen now that Abacha is a better person? Did Abacha burn anybody's business down? Did he? I ask you. Igbo people, did Abacha burn any of your businesses down? A Yoruba man is burning your business down in a democratic dispensation, as they call it. Democratic dispensation. Chisco luxurious buses burnt down. AIT building studios in Lagos burnt down. Why? Because of Boko Haram, APC. The vanguard, the political front of Boko Haram. Oh, well, we know. Oh, God, we are a tsunami, an earthquake. I know where to send it. I wish I had the powers, honestly. President Jonathan appoints new SUREP Chopi chairman. And the one he had before attended Obasanjo's ceremony. He sacked him. Politics in Africa called black people. Black people. Because somebody attended Obasanjo's birthday, you sacked him from office. Elected. I mean, I don't know if he's appointed or elected. I don't know. I don't follow the zoo that much. And for the giant of Africa that will be the top economy in the next 55 years, 38 ships have now arrived with food and petrol products in Lagos. Food. You import food from outside. Nigerians, there you answer. You stand up. Oh, God. You should stand up when the word baboon and monkeys are mentioned. Abia State governorship candidate has been attacked everywhere. There is mayhem, there is thuggery, there is political violence, and they're going to hold the polls. If things are this way before election, imagine what will happen during the... I'm telling you. You don't... The only place you can be safe is inside your house. Once you ask this man today, Alex Oti, who's campaigning, how are you feeling? They attacked his vehicle. Thugs, political vandals. Theodore, political vandals. That man is behaving as if he's immortal. Terrorizing people of Abia State, allowing Aba to be in the way it is today. He thinks he will live forever. He thinks he has all the powers in the world. Theodorji, you are not more powerful than any other dictator, like Ceausescu of Romania. You are not. What you're doing is evil. Why are you attacking somebody who is contesting the same way that you contested when you ran for office? Why are you attacking him? He's a politician like you. These are the people you're voting for. I hope they want you to go and vote. Oh, come out and vote. Have you seen the caliber of vandals you're voting for? That's asking you to vote for them. They are criminals. Can you see it? Destruction, mayhem, burning down businesses. Because I disagree with you. You burn down my business and you say you're a Democrat. Are you sure? That is why I say that some of you don't understand English language. Niger Delta indigents protest non-payment of compensation by Mobil. Mobil will not pay them, but Mobil will pay Awosa to build Kwankwanzaa City. We are begging for compensation, which they have not paid. But in Kano, they are building brand new cities, Kwankwanzaa, in Kano. But in Biafra land, we are begging them. And I have also told Niger Delta people and South, if you allow them to continue to carve you out and call you Niger Delta, we are Niger Delta, you will not get anything. I repeat, if you allow them to keep categorizing you as Niger Delta, you will not gain anything. I want Niger Delta, South, our brother rang Radio Biafra and said I was saying so-called. And I told him I will not use it anymore. I've not used it ever since. South and Niger Delta. You are begging Mobil for compensation. You are asking for electricity. But I want you to try one thing for only 1 month. I want you to go out and issue a statement and say that you are a Biafran. Or that you are speaking on behalf of that. You are from Bayelsa. You are from Rivers. I am a Biafran. If you don't get this thing you're looking for within 1 week, you know that anything we are telling you on Radio Biafra is not correct. That is the only word they're afraid of, Biafra. Once you mention it, anything you want, they give you. Do you know that? Because they don't want us to come together as one. They know if we keep coming together and lock in as one, even though you both cannot enter. They know that very well. They know that very, very well. And that is why we must be very, very careful. That is why we must come out and be one, openly and boldly, and declare that we are Biafrans, not Niger Delta and Biafran, that we are all from one family. Go and check your ancient maps, please. It was an Niger man that gave us the name, not gave us the name, that reminded us our name is Biafra. We cannot abandon it. If you're from Ishekiri, I have the agreement drawn between the British, signed by Ishekiri chiefs. They said it there, the chiefs of Ishekiri land and Biafra. So, some of you saying you're from Benin, Osei Etekwala. In the ancient map of Africa, Benin is separate from Biafra. The document signed between Ishekiri chiefs and the British colonizing squad that came to kill and to pillage. It is very clear there. To the chiefs of Ishekiri and Biafra land. Very clear and bold. So that you understand it. So that you understand it very, very well. Anan asked the Zoo government to tackle Naira's... Anan, sorry. That's another acronym for another useless organization. Kofi Annan is asking the Zoo to tackle Naira fall. Kofi Annan, you should be also talking about the city that is falling very, very rapidly. The city is also falling very rapidly. Everywhere in Africa is mayhem, and there is a black man in power in Washington. They say I shouldn't criticize Obama. He's a black man. But the hardship Africa is going through now, when George Bush was there, it wasn't so. At least, no matter how bad they are, I remember Tony Blair and George Bush talking about millennium goals, holding African governments to account, asking them to do something to develop, to get sustainable development, to get people moving. George Bush did that. Is it a coincidence that Obama came in and African economies are nosediving? Has he held any summit on Africa? People are telling me, don't criticize Obama. Obama, I'm asking you, have you held any summit on Africa? Like George Bush, your predecessor. Or unlike George Bush, your predecessor. George Bush is a white man. George Bush is a white man. Tony Blair is a white man. They were more concerned about life and poverty in Africa than a black man, Obama, in office. Those of you that troll the internet, go and check. Google it. Has Obama called any meaningful summit on Africa and development? Then after that, you type in Millennium Goals Africa. You will see what a white man has been doing to get you to reason like them. To get you to reason like a human, like a person created and not an animal. But you will also return to your instincts because you are wild animals. You cannot reason properly. That is why you are poor. You drink water from plastic bag. The news in greater detail. The time here is 2 minutes past 8 p.m., 2 minutes past 9 p.m. in Biafra land, and 2 minutes past the top of the hour, no matter where you are around this very world. This is Radio Biafra. We are live. We are direct, and humanity is listening. We are preaching the gospel that you quite have access to preach. Ezeligwe, Ziranyozi, we have come here to preach that gospel. Uniting all of you all over the world. The unity of the children of Most High God, Chukwu Abiam. All over the world. That is why you have family meetings. To unite and to bond all of you together in truth and honesty. Those who reject this very gospel are those from wayward women. And that was Aturimeha. Wayward, useless Biafran women. And that was Aturimeha. Because they were looking for food to eat. I was at one him. They gave birth to rubbish. Name them Ifani Obinna. When you see them, you think it's a human being. Don't it's an Awosa blood talking. I know them. Once I see them, I know. Massive explosion rocks Maiduguri City. A massive blast has hit Maiduguri City. A main market echoing all over the town, according to reports. The explosion happened along the popular Ahmadu Bello Way, which leads to the Monday Market, where two suicide bombers killed dozens of people last Saturday. But they will go again. You know, I was there now, and the people looking for money. Do you kill them at that spot, they return. You kill them, they keep coming back. The explosion happened along the popular Ahmadu Bello Way, which leads to this very Sunday market, where two suicide bombers killed dozens of people last Saturday. The explosion just happened now along the Ahmadu Bello Way. We don't know if it is a multiple suicide bombing. People are running away from the market area as I speak to you now, said Abashehu, a security operative. Abashehu is speaking. People are running. Tomorrow they'll congregate there again and they'll kill them again. They come back there. Why? Because they are baboons and monkeys. They are not animals. They cannot reason properly. These are black people for you. What do you expect? Boko Haram have now stormed Ngamdu village for the fourth time. I thought they said the Nigerian army has taken it over, the Zoo army. So how come then? Because as I told you, they keep lying to you and you keep accepting that is your business. But I know that they're not doing anything. I know that you cannot hold elections. Hold elections and people will die. They know that very, very well. Boko Haram is planning the spectacular for the voting period. By the time the explosions, people will run away from polling stations. They will run. They will use suicide bombing. And other strategies as well. Go and vote and perish, so you will understand. They stormed Ngamdu village for the fourth time, firing machine guns and other deadly weapons at motorists this afternoon. At least 10 people have been killed and several others injured. One Nigerians, are you listening? Do you know why you're dying? Because of what the British created. At least 10 people have been killed in an attack by Boko Haram in Ngamdu, a village along Maiduguri, Damaturu Road, about 100 kilometers away from Maiduguri. On Tuesday, a truck driver has told journalists, Boko Haram stormed Ngamdu village for the fourth time. They have been firing machine guns and other deadly weapons at motorists. If you're passing, even a motorist, they'll start shooting at you. As they were approaching the Ngamdu village, we saw people, we are running into the bush. We parked our car and we started hearing heavy gunshots, and we are told by many travelers that they may have been killed. People are being killed traveling in commercial vehicles in the Zoo. All thanks to the British. This is what the British created. And that is why you will all keep dying. Because you are too ignorant to realize that you need to do something. You have one more opportunity to redeem yourselves. That opportunity will come up on the 28th of March. If you go out to vote, you will die anyway. If you stay at home, you will live. And you will change your lives forever and ever. It's a very simple choice you have to make. The studio of AIT in Lagos, in Alagbado, was set on fire, but was successfully put out before it could spread to the main building, according to this very report. News about the fire incident was broken by the broadcasting station on their Twitter handle at 10.05 a.m. yesterday. The initial tweet read, "Fire gods, AIT studio in Alagbado, Lagos," and at 10:45 a.m., they tweeted an update announcing that the fire had been put out by men of the fire service on their Twitter handle. The fire was said to have started at about 9 a.m. and minutes later, three trucks from Ikeja Lausa converged on the area to try and put the fire out. Barely minutes after this tweet, a social media blame game erupted, with both sides hauling unsubstantiated sensational abuses at each other. Especially the argument was between Team of Good Luck Jonathan and the opposition presidential candidate Major General Muhammadu Buhari. These people are idiots. You are in campaigning, you know. You are electioneering. For those who don't know, in Britain they are campaigning for who will be their next prime minister. They are not killing each other. And they never killed each other in their history of electioneering. Go and check British history, please, and advise me to the contrary. Because people know that voting and electioneering is a civic responsibility. We want to make our country better, therefore we are going to vote for the people with the best ideas. That is what happens. But not in the Zoo. Not with black people in Africa. There is something wrong with us. Fundamentally wrong with us. We continue. Teachers in Auchi protest over non-payment of general salary. Primary school teachers in Auchi, a Sako West local government area of Edo, on Tuesday protested over alleged non-payment of their general salary. How about Oshimo? Is it Oshimo Lowo? Oshimo Lowo? Oloshi Olowo, whatever they call him. They said he's doing well. He's a progressive. You are progressing on people's salary. You are a progressive progressing on people's salary, I said. Lunatics. The teachers in hundreds. Imagine when you steal salaries belonging to teachers in their hundreds. They stormed the microfinance bank where they received their salary and alleged foul play between the bank and the state government. The government connived with the bank not to pay the teachers in Edo State. There is no limit to the thievery and criminality of a zoo politician. An average politician, in, not average, all of them. Every Nigerian is a thief anyway. And then a politician is a super thief. Super, super criminal. Looking for who to devour. If I were to be white people, I won't invite them to Europe. Because there's no need. If you want to discuss, you go to the nearest zoo and pick up a monkey or a baboon and negotiate with them. You'll make more sense than inviting a baboon from Africa. They never make any sense at all to me. Oshomolohe is Oloshi. Olowe, whatever his name is. I can't even pronounce the man's name. Thank you very much, Ifani. Ify, thank you very much for that. Thank you very, very much. This is Radio Biafra. We must continue. Our work is endless. We need to continue. You may not like it, that is your business, but our effort is ongoing. Ongoing effort. We don't relent, we don't retreat, we don't surrender, we only know one way to go, that is forward. The paramount ruler of Gwa West local government area of Benue State, Chief Daniel Abomse, has alleged that the Tortiv doctor, who is a title, traditional Tortiv, is Dr. Alfred Tokula. The Tortiv is a traditional title. His name is Dr. Alfred Tokula. He has been sacked from his palace by Hausa Fulani insurgents. And they are coming closer and closer. Very soon they will get to Ogoja. Very soon they will approach through Okigwe to link up with their brother Malam Owele, Rochester Kurot, the Islamic man, Islam, in Owele land. Unbelievable. The monarch made the disclosure on Tuesday at the Makurdi Government House Lodge when he received the newly elected leadership of the Nigerian Union of Journalists, Benue State Council, who paid him a costly visit. The Tortiv is from Guma, local government area, one of the worst affected councils in the state by a Fulani headsman insurgency, where his family compound was razed last year. Who are the ones doing the burning? Muhammadu Buhari's people, Fulani. They come to your village, they drive their cattle, they kill you, they burn. This man is hiding at the government lodge in Makurdi. He cannot go back to his village because there's no house. He's a traditional ruler. These are the people that they said, oh, Igbo man is the problem in this Nigeria. What is happening to you today? Do you now see that Hausa Fulani is the problem? They have to be in power. They must control everybody. It is in their nature. After all, since Fulani came and conquered Hausa people, they have been conquering ever since. They even conquered Yorubas. That is why now Yorubas cannot speak anymore. Have you been hearing them speak anymore? They can't speak. Radio Biafra is live. They cannot talk. Yoruba man, they cannot speak. Radio Biafra is live and direct. Very soon our TV will come. That time you use your two eyes to see what we've been telling you. That indeed Nigerians are monkeys. This is Radio Biafra. Fulani headsman sack Torti from palace. He is hiding. Human rights group have now weighed in on the issue of Chisco, the burning of Chisco luxury cars in Lagos. At what's that place called again? Along if you're going towards Yaba, I've forgotten what it's called. Is it Alagbado? I don't know what it's called. Lagos. Filthy, dirty place. A human rights group, International Society for Civil Liberties and the Rule of Law, Intercity, and the Association of Luxury Bus Owners of the Zoo, on Tuesday condemned the burning down of Chisco Transport Headquarters in Lagos and the radio station of African International Television, AIT, by unknown persons suspected to be political thugs affiliated to APC. Bola Ahmed Tinubu. Chisco headquarters burnt down. Who is Chisco? He's an Igbo man. Has Ohaneze said anything? Ohaneze and Natron and Dioshi. They will not say anything because they are compromised. Now you know why we need Biafra urgently. He's in Lagos, on a member of Mana Lagos. Uki Yamichi. On a member of Mana Lagos. But they ruined his business completely, burnt it down. I wonder if his insurance company will pay with Naira running away and worthless. Chisco could be ruined. A man that built his business from scratch, suffered and worked very hard. Look at the way your so-called One Nigeria repaid him. People are going to vote. Look at Chisco and tell me what he did wrong. Ginika Chisco man in the Yoruba, that they burnt his business down. What did Chisco do to Yoruba people that they destroyed and ruined his business? And then you're going to vote, isn't it? So, oh, we will vote for APC. Indeed, we will vote for APC in Lagos. Your brother's business is down, burnt down by Yoruba APC thugs. You are going to vote for APC. And you want Chukwu Abiama to bless you. You must understand. All of you should go and show solidarity to Chisco. Go and commiserate with him on the destruction of his properties. If you have any brain, if you travel back, go and visit Chisco. And ask him to support Biafra. Because imagine if people like Chisco, the young family, Ekeneli Jugu, Ilo Dibe, and all the rest of them, if they're in Biafra land, do you know what we'll do for them? We will advance loans, we'll tell banks to advance loans to them from owning luxurious buses. They will start owning train lines. They will build train lines and own train. Do you understand what we're saying? So rather than running to Lagos and coming back, they can build a rail track from where they are to any part of the world they want to ply and charge people money to travel there and make so much money. They can run trains as well. I don't want to reveal what we're going to do with Biafra. Let Biafra come on a man when they go. You think we started for nothing? Is that what you think? No. You will see that this is genuinely the kingdom of God upon the face of the earth. We will build it. A civilization that mankind will be proud of. If you travel to the Zoological Republic, look for Chisco and try and commiserate with him. Ohaneze cannot do that, but we're telling them. Everybody should go and make sure they see that man's business, what Yorubas did to it. What they did to it. 38 ships laden with food, petroleum products, and other goods are expected to arrive at the Lagos ports from March 7 to March 25th. You know, people don't even feel ashamed of themselves to open their mouth. You know, when somebody has no shame to say you're expecting ships with food and petroleum products. Can't you grow food in the zoo? A giant of Africa that will be the number one in the world in 90 years' time. You can't even feed your population. You cannot refine petrol. 4 refineries, they cannot refine petrol. People without shame. You don't have any shame in your lives. That is why you have refineries, you cannot refine petrol. And you wonder why I call you. I want people who are intelligent to call Radio Biafra to debate us on this Nigeria issue. And no election, please. If you're calling us, if you're going to call us to say, oh, we support what you're doing, please, maybe not tonight. Leave it till tomorrow. We want those to call to say why we should vote. Let us dismantle them live on air using reason, logic, sense, and argument. That's all. Deconstruction. You're a giant of Africa. You cannot feed yourself. Giant of Africa, you cannot even fight insurgency without the help of Chad and Niger. What does that tell you about the zoo? Everything you need to know. We continue. Abia State governorship candidate is Alex Yoti. His team has been vandalized, his vehicles destroyed. He said, I and my supporters were attacked by some sponsored thugs by Theodore at the venue of our town hall meeting at Ndioru Village in Ikwano LGA. It was a gory sight as the thugs, armed with guns, a governor of a state who is a Democrat. Police were parading guns and saying that they are looking for me, that I want to acquire guns. But a governor gave guns to thugs to go and kill another candidate. He's here now. The man is recounting his ordeal. It was a gory sight as the thugs, armed with guns, machetes, and stones, descended on my supporters. Some of my supporters were injured, while some cars in my convoy were damaged. I then urged my supporters to exercise restraint in the face of continued provocation, while I lodged a complaint at the police command. It was the police that sent them. Don't you know that? The zoo itself. These are the people planning to go and vote. You want to go and kill your opponent in a fair contest. And you claim you people are civilized. Of course you're not. Angry indigents of coastal communities in the Niger Delta on Tuesday protested against Mobil Producing Nigeria Limited. You see? Unlimited is their name. They are now Exxon Mobil. Okay. Mobil Producing Nigeria Unlimited. Oh! I've never heard of such name before. Unlimited. Can somebody please educate me, because I don't know about this. Mobil Producing Nigeria Unlimited. I want people to let me. I have never come across unlimited. I know about limited. I know about PLC, public listed companies. I know about PLC. I know about GmbH in Switzerland and in Germany. I don't know about unlimited. What is unlimited, please? In the context of the economy of the zoo, can somebody explain to me what Mobil Producing Nigeria Unlimited is? UNLIMITED. Unlimited. What does that mean, please? Can somebody please educate me on that? I don't know. Over $16 billion compensation is being owed to this company, $16 billion, for oil spill allegedly owed them by the oil multinational. But are they going to pay? The answer is no. Why won't they pay you? Because you are campaigning for this compensation as rural communities or coastal communities in Niger Delta. Tell them you are local communities in Biafra land, Akwawo Wage, Tutuji. They will pay you immediately. Just add the name Biafra, you see what will happen. And before you begin to argue, Biafra existed before Britain did. The white man had no right to come and destroy Biafra land and put Nigeria in its place. They have no right under international law and convention. I don't know why you are afraid. When the white man came, they recognized you as Biafrans. I don't know why you are afraid to say that is your name. It's like you giving birth. No, a grown-up person. Remember when the white people came? They now built their churches in our villages. Maybe your name before was Omenka. You went to church. They say from today onwards, your name is now Michael. And you ask them, but my name is Omenka. They say, no. Omenka is of the devil. Michael is your name. And then after the white man left, you went back. You went somewhere. You want to go and register for something. They ask you, what is your name? He said, my name is Omenka. They start beating you up. But shut up, you're Michael. I will beat you. I will kill you. Why don't you answer Michael? You said, but before I took Michael, my name was Omenka. What is wrong with Omenka? Is there anything offensive about the name Omenka? The answer is no. Why can't I be allowed to answer it? What did I do wrong? Germany went to war under the leadership of Hitler. Nazism, they fought a war and they lost. They still retained the name Germany. Biafrans were killed themselves. After killing them, you ask them not to answer their name, and they are jumping up and saying, yes, we are Nigerians. People ask me why I hate Igbo people. That is the reason why. Today I have given away the secret. You lost a war. Your name is Biafra. Before the white man came, countries of the world have been going to war. They have been losing it. It doesn't matter. You lost a war. They took your name away from you, and you agreed. That means you're a coward to the core and not worthy of respect. Now you understand why. Go and research it, please. My name is Omenka. I don't want to answer Michael. And an Hausa man is beating you and saying you must be Michael. But Hausa man, what is your name? Your name is Haruna Abubakar Idris. Why don't you change it to Angel, or change it to Romeo? Why don't you answer Romeo, Hausa man? Your name is Abubakar Idris. No, answer Romeo. You won't answer. But I'm answering my name. Biafra is my name. That's where I come from. Before you existed, I was Biafra. Why are you changing me to Nigeria? I don't want to answer Nigeria. And you say no. Riverine communities. Write them and say, Biafran communities living on the coast, they will pay you within 48 hours. Once they see the name, they will say, oh, they're uniting again. Niger Delta, let me tell you something. Any day you come out openly and say, we are joining our cousins from the southeast, believe you me, anything you want, they'll give it to you. I repeat, Niger Delta, South South. Whenever you are speaking, you're giving a press interview, tell them that the zoo is driving you back to know who your brothers are and your sisters. I'm telling you, anything you want, they will give you. Nothing frightens an Hausa man like Biafra. Anything you want, they give you. There is no need to do militancy. Stop blowing up all your pipeline. Now, that is irrelevant. Tell them, because of what you have done, we have now seen that we are one with Igbo people. We are one, one family, all the way from Kalabari to Calabar, to Ogoja to Idoma lands, all the way heading into Iga. We are one people. We are going back to look, because what you show somebody is their brother. I am going back to my family. You will see if the zoo will not give you anything you want. It's a simple trick. Just try it and see what will happen. Everywhere will be raging. Everywhere will be raging. Because in Biafra land, everybody will be free. The oil in Degema is the prerogative of Degema people. Our economy will not be dependent on oil to start with. Can't you see what we can develop? Do you see those kids? Please. We are educated. You see what we'll do. You see what we'll do. Do you know we have no money and we managed to build a worldwide media platform like Radio Biafra? Do you know Radio Biafra is back home on FM? Do you know we are a satellite broadcaster? Do you also know we are online? With your mobile phone, you can receive Radio Biafra via the internet. Do you know that? Do you know how we built it? Without money. With very little help from our people, we built it into this global phenomenon. Very soon, we will bring you our TV as well. We'll bring it to you. We didn't borrow $70 billion from anybody. Then imagine what we'll do when Biafra comes. Now, think about it, please. Then you will understand how hardworking we are. I love hard work, honestly. I love to work very hard. So, also, our editorial board and the Directorate of State. This is Radio Biafra. That concludes our news presentation this very day. And right now, this very second, our lines are open. If you call us, we'll take your call. I will invite the very eminent barrister, accomplished attorney at law, to please give us the benefit of his views and his opinion. Our lines are now open. Our lines are open. If you call us, we will be able to take your call. When I see somebody calling us with an unknown number, I know they have something important to say. They don't want to give their names. And I want those that will disagree with what we are doing, that will say, oh, election is good, go and vote. We want to hear from them. We promise to be very gentle and allow them to finish. And then we dismantle their arguments piece by piece. That's how I love to debate. Piece by piece, you render it asunder. Talk less of our people. There will be no election. That is what we are saying. You call Radio Biafra and we debate it here. Live and direct, our lines are open, plus 4478-313-08376. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Hello, this is Chinedu online.
Chinedu, what is your father's name? What is your father's name?
My father's name is Hosu. I'm calling from all the way from Aba.
From Aba, thank you very much. This is Radio Biafra. We are live to the whole world. Please go ahead.
Please, there is something that I want to put in this race of Biafra. I like what you are doing. In fact, I appreciate it so much. I love it. Because if you watch in the zoo, what is happening?
Have we lost you? Hello?
People are dying in the zoo because of poverty and everything which they are giving on to people. People, they don't recognize that people are living, people are supposed to live. they are wickeding people in the zoo. So if Biafra can be able to stand, I believe things will be okay. Any man or woman that doesn't want to support Biafra should go ahead, should go out for our way. We are going to achieve it.
You say?
That is it. We are going to achieve it. And you that say? Is it. That's nothing but that.
You say?
We need Biafra and we get Biafra.
You say? I love that. I love that. What a way to start. What a way to start. Formidable and well-spoken. I love that. I am going to Skype. I don't know if they can hear me. The caller on Skype. This is Radio Biafra. Can you hear me?
Yeah, hello. I can hear
you. Yes, thank you.
Radio
please.
Biafra hello, the director.
Yes,
I greet you for. I greet you for your your good work you are doing for our people and educating our people and greet all the family of Biafra and indigenous of Biafra.
Thank
I
you.
Greet all the
yes.
All the people that support all this Biafra God. I pray that God will bless you. God will bless you, our director.
Thank you.
I'm calling you just to encourage you. I'm calling from Japan, Tokyo, Japan.
You're calling from Tokyo, Japan.
I'm calling behalf of. I'm calling from Tokyo, Japan. My name is Nnamdi Ofor. I'm calling from Tokyo, Japan. I'm from Biafra, Arondizo.
He's welcome. Thank you very much.
Yes.
You're almost talking
yes.
like a Japanese man. You're beginning to sound even like a Japanese. I thought it was maybe Hidoshi Otawa who is calling us. I don't know if he's one of us. Thank you very much for that.
Yes.
Thank you. You sound very, very Japanese, honestly
yes.
speaking. You sound Japanese. Please go ahead. Anything yes. else you want to say? Go ahead.
Yes, I want to speak because I have
your
already
line.
Looking the people.
Yes.
The Biafra family. So in Tokyo, but I haven't seen anyone. But the people I have seen, like some of my friends, is in Nagoya and Osaka, and some people over there. But I'm in Tokyo. I haven't seen any family here.
Then you start
Tokyo.
One. Can you start one? Don't you have friends in Tokyo? You can start a family. There is nothing wrong with
yes,
you calling a meeting. Start a family today
yes,
in Tokyo.
Yes, I have family. I have some friends in Tokyo here. But when I'm talking to them about Biafra, they are talking rubbish. They are talking some
yes.
lot of things. So they don't believe all this and all that. Uwazirike had do so many things, this and that. So I told them that you are the difference. I have been following you since 2012. So you are the man that God sent to bring the Biafra, to bring us close. And you are the one that God have already brought to us. So you are the God sent. But I'm trying to giving them all. My encouragement, but some people don't believe. So that's why I'm looking. If there's anyone in Tokyo, we join the family.
Thank you very much. In the absence of that,
yeah.
I want you to also start a family in Tokyo. Contact those in Osaka and Nagoya. Have dealings with them,
yeah.
and you can start a family in Tokyo. We used to have one before they fell by the wayside due to gossip, which is what they are anyway. Some of them are gossipers, but I want you to start a family in Tokyo. Thank you very much for calling. And may Chukwu Abiyama bless and crown your endeavors with resounding success. Thank you very, very much. It's a very fine evening today. Things are not very fine in some quarters, but we will continue all the same. Uche Mefo, I am in receipt of your message, and we shall do something about it immediately afterwards. This is Radio Biafra, the caller on the line. Can you hear me?
Yes, I'm hearing you, sir, director.
Yes.
Director, I'm trying to at least to commend you of what you're doing
and
for Biafra.
Please, what is your name? Your name, please.
Okay, my name is Kerechukwu Okafor.
And where are you calling from?
I'm coming from Enugu.
From Enugu. Thank you very much. Thank you very much for that. Thank you. Thank you very, very much.
Okay.
Thank you. Thank you. We are live and we are direct. And this is Radio Biafra. The caller on Skype, can you hear me?
Yeah, I'm hearing you.
Please, your name and where you're calling us from. This is Radio Biafra. The caller on Skype, can you hear me? They said they're hearing me, but I can no longer hear them. The caller on Skype, can you hear me?
Yeah, I'm hearing you.
Then go ahead and say something. We are waiting. Go ahead.
Yeah, my name is Izuna Nwosu.
Izuna Nwosu, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Germany.
From Germany. Which part of Germany are you in?
I'm calling from Munich.
From Munich. Are you part of the family? Are you part of us in Munich? We have a family in Munich.
I'm not yet part of you in Munich yet.
Thank you very much. Please go ahead.
Yeah, why I'm calling Radio Biafra today is that to speak with Radio Biafra. Normally, at least we're supposed to go to vote for the election. I know Goodluck Jonathan is an Igbo man. Despite that, he's working with the Hausa Fulani people. They don't mean that we cannot go to vote. But, you know, the British of that colonized Nigeria are all criminals. But in the other way around, I'm not going to blame a lot of our peoples, because I used to understand that the Igbo man are most of the foolish and idiots I've ever seen in life. Why I say this way, it's just like, I look at it that no matter what you tell Igbo man must still go to vote. Because they have already saved themselves to the Hausa Fulani. Okay, let me express a little bit. What is getting me angry mostly, despite that I'm speaking English now in Radio Biafra, because when I'm speaking English in Radio Biafra now, I want everyone to understand why I'm speaking. Okay, I've been in Germany for good. This is my 3 years now in Germany. Still struggle to see how to stand. But my people that stay in this country for 30 years, 40 years, 20 years, live with Igbo wife and Igbo woman. They cannot even speak Igbo for their own children. Rather, they speak the Dutch language for their children. Okay, imagine if Tokai, Arabs, all these European nations have children in this country, they can speak their own language for their own children. Why the foolish and idiot Biafrans or the foolish Igbos that call themselves Igbos, they cannot even speak Igbo for their own children? It's not lost. They have lost so far. So, my director, you are trying to educate us a lot. I'm following your radio, but sometimes the network is not always clear. But I will try my best to see how to follow Radio Biafra up. And I'm also trying to see how to connect myself back to the food, to the Biafran family. But what I want to say in the right sense now is that I really encourage you to go ahead. Biafra must surely stand. Because of Biafra, I lose a lot of friends in Germany here, particularly from Igbo people. The last good friend I have as a friend that I stay together with is a Yoruba guy. So there's a comment someone make on Facebook concerning Biafra. So I make comment on that. The guy asked me, I'm in Germany, why not go down to Nigeria to fight for the Biafra? I told him, yes, I will go back to Nigeria to fight for my Biafra, because I don't want you to contribute to my own Biafra. Because Biafra is my freedom. Biafra is my land, and Biafra is my life. So I lose that guy as a friend, because I throw it away. When that comment he made, he said that with this one, then let our friend be separated. I said, good and fine. Go away from me and let me go away from me. Then there's something he make on comment on Facebook concerning Oduduwa. And I told him that where did the Oduduwa come out from? What is Oduduwa? He tried to defend that one, to run away from that. I said, my brother, please do not run away from that. He said, yeah, because Oduduwa, they are fighting for their own. I said, why not make it open? Let us know if you can go away, if you can go long further the way the Igbos have gone. Because one, you are a slave to the Hausa Fulani, and that's what the Yoruba remain. The Yoruba remain are the slave of the Hausa Fulani. And I'm regretting of my brothers and sisters that have a lot of, because I was sorry to say, I don't know how to put it to the director. I'm fed up, and I don't know how to educate most of my Igbo brothers that even I come across here in Germany to talk to them concerning Biafra. I know we pass a lot in Nigeria in the hands of the Mazop, but I don't want to go more details on that aspect. So that is what make me, I keep on running away from most of my Igbo people, because I don't want to associate with most of them again, because they doesn't have sight, they doesn't have thinking or what they are thinking is how to cheat one another. But you have made us, you have made me to understand that I can still trust some few Biafra members or Biafra families. And with this topic you go today, with what you have said today in the Radio Biafra, I will look for the family in Germany here to join, because I know most of them, and I will join them to follow the belt. The stress we are facing here in Germany is sometimes is so, it's so difficult, just like we are still in modern day slavery, what the situation of the zoo have put us into. Thank you a lot, BIMO director. I pray that God will give you the strength and also give you the energy. No devil, no evil ones will ever see you. You shall lead us to that promised land, just as Moses led the children of Israel to the promised land. You shall step your leg into that promised land, and you also reap the fruit of your labor in that promised land. Thank you, director.
Thank you very much. He is going to join us. I have a caller from Waterford. Stay where you are. Do not disengage. And the barrister has come to me. I must go to the barrister. This is Radio Biafra. Barrister, can you hear me?
Yes, director. Thank you.
Thank you. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the news, director. Dear friends, director, before any advent, let me address Chinedu Monsu, call from Abba, because this morning we heard that the Abba people are not serious. I was actually dismayed that some people in Abba living in a bin are not serious to join in the restoration of Biafra. It's a big shame for those who are either lukewarm or reluctant to better themselves rather than to remain where they are placed by Hausa Fulani, Boko Haram. Your condition is worse than... there was a text today from Royal Animal Rights agitating that animals should supposed not to be transported. Livestock supposed to be treated this way. And there was a dog they are trying to carry at the autopsy. They give animals in the Western world more rights than all of you ever receive in Biafra land. What a big shame. You are in suffrage, and somebody is about to change your position and revert it back to what it used to be. You are reluctant. Chinedu Monsu, go around telling those Abba people who prefer to live like pigs that they should get up and stand up. Please do that, because I can see the fire and the spirit in you to make sure that the restoration of Biafra is gingered up. That in law we call it obita dicta. Let me go to the main issue. The people who are unlimited, director, unlimited is without reservation. They will carry on endlessly because there is oil that they keep drinking. That is why they registered it unlimited. Yes, the dictionary is there. It's correct. They are telling you they are doing without any scope in range. Anything they do is without reservation. So that's their name. It's correct. Of course, would you blame them? They'll take oil that belongs to somebody else. They can register anything. Director, look, check the Biafra land. See how we used to live before. Even now, Biafrans are not arsonists. Yorubas are becoming arsonists. Hausa Fulani Boko Haram are terrorists. And what are we? Yoruba arsonists? Hausa Fulani Boko Haram terrorists. What are we? These are two people who are supposed to live together. Two of them. These two, Hausa Yoruba, they're supposed to live together because all of them worship Allah. Forget about this conversion of Christianity. Not about by Europeans. Yorubas in nature are Muslims. And their Hausa Fulani Boko Haram countenant. That is why they are working together. How many houses are we born in Igbo land? Tell me where in Igbo land where you can just set a fire on any house, because we value lives. We value what we make. We are not related to these people, for God's sake. And that's why they do all sorts of evil. They do everything just to better themselves. You are doing a lecture. If you don't bomb here, you go there and burn houses. For what? And some of our stupid, foolish people are joining them in the One Nigeria business. One Nigeria for how long? One Nigeria for what have you done for yourself? Have you benefited anything in the One Nigerian business? No. This time around, we've said it. Our tweet has gone everywhere. It's like a fire. Girlfriends, you will not vote. We've given you that mandate. No voting. Because you've been stupid for a very long time. But of course, Chukwu Abiyama brought director Onwa Nnamdi Kanu to come and preach this. And he's so lucky. Director is lucky. Those around him are meant to be around him. Those around Director Nnamdi Kanu, all the directorate of state, are very tenacious, dogmatic in everything we do. There is no derailment. Nobody can buy us. You cannot bribe me to take money and forget about the raping of my own people. The beheading of my people, when you see it on a video, you say to yourself, you're a human being. Another human being is cutting off somebody else's head. Children are raped. All these ones are hawking at the age of 9, 10. Before you know it, buy banana. There is Runumke. Before you know it, they are pregnant. You see, the old children carrying pregnancy. Because of what? Because there is lack of justice in that bloody zoo. There is no coherence. There's nothing. Nothing is working. The Biafrans are completely deprived of what they're supposed to have as human beings. But we keep wallowing around in ignorance. And you see your people, you tell them about Biafra, they keep reminding you of Owazurike. Now, if all of us are talking and thinking about Owazurike, would I be here handling this with director? For those, you see, when our people go to market, if they haven't got money, they come back and tell you that all the fishes there are all bony because you haven't got money. When you turn around, you go by a chance, me now, Yahoo, who is she? Because you haven't got the money. So if all of us keep talking about Owazurike, because of Owazurike, I won't join Radio Biafra. Because of Owazurike, I will not restore Biafra. Then you have Fulani Boko Haram will kill you. Because we are no longer talking about Islamization. They are not Islamizing you. They are killing you so as to come and occupy your land. Don't forget what happened in Israel. Now, Israel is just struggling to maintain their stronghold where they came from. The Palestinians say that they came. They didn't come. They were there originally. When they were told, we will fight you, they were dissipated just like we have done. We are all over in the world. Thank God we have more majority in our homelands, so they will not come and occupy. And people like us, when we call home, say, no, this is not your land. It happened to Israelis, the Israelites. And now, people you tell, no, live there. They are seeing them as people who are occupying somebody's land. No. That was their original house. But because they fled, anything Islam, they occupy where there is a vacuum. And if we are not careful, if we keep giving excuses about Owazurike, all of us will go into abyss. We cannot, because of one man who messed himself, messed his family up, and messed the name of Biafra. And then we say, okay, let's not repair it, let's leave it because Owazurike has damaged us. No. We vehemently refuse and refute that particular argument. Now, nobody come here and say, because of Owazurike, I will not join. Wherever you join or you don't join, Biafra will be restored. But it will be good for you and for your family if you are part of those who restore Biafra. We are ordained. Biafra will surely come. You can bring up or put up any argument. You will not succeed. Biafra must come. He has existed before and he has to be restored. This is what we preach here on Radio Biafra. This particular point in time, there will not be any voting in Biafra land. Yoruba house, you can kill yourself there. Set fire in your own houses and bomb and kill each other. Of course, two of you are Nigerians. We are not. There has not been anything justifiably shown us that we are Nigerians. We are not. Biafra, remain Biafra. You see a lion. You want to turn a lion into a sheep. It will not work. How many years have we stayed in that zoo? Because of an act of cowardice, we say we are Nigerians. You are Nigerians, they are killing you every day. They are sending your soldiers at the war front to be killed by Boko Haram. And we try bringing all this news to you. Some of you pretend as if we are here joking. We are not. Biafra is real. We are making inroads for those who agree with us. You come and join us. For those who kept giving excuses, let your excuses take you to hell. Whether you join or you don't, Biafra will be restored. Let me remind those who will call. If you join us, we are going with you. If you don't, we will still go. Whichever way, Biafra must be restored. That's what we are preaching here. Why? Because we have seen it all. We have seen what has been the damage. Even our brains have been damaged in such a way that it will take a century to revert our brains back to its originality. That's why, dear friends, your heads need to be sanctified so that you start thinking like a Biafran. We are divided, decimated, but now we are trying to rejuvenate all of you to bring you back to the originality where you used to be. I'm talking about our friends in Ijaw. Those in Ibota named Port Harcourt. Port Harcourt is the name of a white man, a European, who came down with Lugard. They changed all our things. But in the Hausa land, all their names are intact. Gusho is there. They come to our name in Douglas Road. All these things will be reflected back. Zimbabwe used to be in Rhodesia. That's why they don't like Mugabe. I know the director has a little bit of qualms, but I like that guy because he does not allow any inroads into any
encroachment. He's a dictator. I hate dictatorships in democracy. I don't like it.
Director, on one side, he doesn't allow a white man to come and change it.
Yes.
Do you know what they have done to remove him from there?
I know, but he is also a dictator. Dictatorships where you have people making up a country is not good. He should be a democrat. If people don't want you, then so be it. People vote out their president. It's not a big deal. People accept you, people reject you. That is normal. But on what you're saying, you're abundantly right. The way he has fought the British is a very good thing. But in the end, what matters is how you relate to your own people. That is what's of concern to me. I don't like dictatorships. But in terms of resisting the white advance, I love that about Mugabe.
Director, that's the reason why people do what they do. You go underneath to investigate. For me, that man represents Africa. There are many African dictators who are just wimps. They have no bones within them. But that guy maintained. I know he's been there for 30 odd years. So as the Museveni of Uganda. So also as the one what do you call him? Who died in France? What's his name? Mobutu Sese Seko. Did they protect their own life? Do you know that even as of now, Zaire are still in war?
All African, always.
But director, why should that be?
Because they are black. That is the problem. Barrister, I don't know why. I don't know if you diminish the role that reason plays in the advancement of societies and mankind.
Black
people, reason. Ask yourselves in the Congo. What started all this noise is the artificial boundaries that the Europeans created. What I keep asking is, when the Europeans left, the same way they had the Berlin Conference, is it 1884 or 1886, I don't know. The same way they had the Berlin Conference to carve up Africa, why couldn't Africans come together to say, this thing the white man did is not good, to your tent, O Israel, everybody go back to your house and sort yourselves out. If you want to be a country, go and negotiate with each other to form new boundaries and new territories. Why must they keep rigidly to what the white man created and you want something good to come out of it? If the white man's creation should be kept, why did we not continue being colonized? Why do you say that the white man should go? But everything the white man built remained intact. The structure they created, the zoo they created is there. Why then do you sack the white man? The white man created countries in Africa to run it for his own benefit. When the white man was living, Africans should have restructured Africa to suit their own needs. But they are too intellectually backward to be able to contemplate that. That is the problem with a black person from Africa, and that is why Africa is very poor.
Director, that's the sad news. Look at Hausa Fulani Boko Haram carrying AK-47 everywhere, carrying guns, killing our mothers in farmland in Enugu. But they caught 4 or 5 AK-47 that the Africans want to use to liberate themselves. They are making noise. They are looking for one. Let them carry on. They will be looking and their eyes will just close. Even when you pass in front of them, they won't even know what sort of wicked and evil atrocious country that we joined with Hausa, Fulani, and the Yorubas. Why must things be the way they are? And we are here to emancipate our people and to make our people's brain to reason. As you rightly said, yes, sociology taught us about this, what of course you mentioned. This lady, without reason, you cannot be a human being. That's why we're telling our people here, anywhere, you have to reason with us. Because what we preach here is to bring, restore Biafra. Not every time somebody say, yeah, because of who has recovered, because you know what? The devil has brought him to come and do what he has done. He is a past history. Very soon you'll be suffering his own particular nemesis that will come upon him. Here on Radio Biafra, what we are doing here is genuine. And in fact, I must tell you this. Wazirike did not get the number. The numbers that we are dealing with now worldwide, you only know about Wazirike. Here on Radio Biafra, you hear Directorate of State. They all speak. You hear Director Nnamdi Kanu Onwa. You hear me. You hear Uchemefo. You hear those in America. Chief Engineer, Dr. Iranya. You hear them. You hear Omiomio. You hear Obidio Bienu. You hear all our brothers everywhere. It's only Wazirike, one-man band. Radio Biafra surpasses all these only ones. We are not here for jokes. You either join us or you retire. Don't call. Director will tell you we don't need multitudes. That's a good evening.
Good evening, Barrister. Thank you very much for that. I have somebody who has called us from Waterford in Irish Republic. We shall go to him or to her. I promise them that when they call, we will be in a position to take their call. And they have done so. The caller on Viber, can you hear me?
Yes. Good evening, Director.
And good evening, please. Hold on a second. Stay where you are. I have a caller with no ID on the line. Let me see if they have anything to the contrary to say. The caller on the phone, can you? No, they have gone. They have gone. Therefore, we are returning to Waterford. We are returning to Waterford. I thought they were one of those people that said they were going to counter us, but they ran away. Please continue. Give us your name, please. We know you're in Waterford, in the Republic of Ireland. Please, your name for the listening public all over the world.
Good evening, Director, and good evening, all Biafrans all over the world.
My
name is Gabriel Ibuku, the National Secretary of Biafrans in Ireland. I want to contribute towards what our director has been saying all this while. Last week, I went out for evangelism, and I met somebody who I suspected to have been a diplomat. We went into a lot of discussions. We spent more than 2 hours talking about Biafra, because Irish struggle is a replica, exact replica of Biafran struggle. That is what he told me. He said that already Britain, the white people, have categorized the whole world and put Africans in their own position. And these positions, they have not been able to shift from this position since 1920. Director, I know you must have read the book by Sir Harry Johnson, written in 1920.
No, I've not read that one.
You have not read it. Okay. The book was, he gave me a book called Backward People, written in 1920. This book was published by London Oxford University Press in 1920. He referred me to page 7 to 9. How the British government or British people categorized people of the world and placed people in order according to, they analyzed the relationship between the progressive and backward people following the following factors: religion, education, standard of living, respect for sanitation, infant death rate, bodily strength, manner of government, regard for law and order, position in agriculture and manufacture. According to all these categories, he said that there was a mathematical
Go ahead, we are listening.
Okay, sorry, there was an interruption here. He said that there is a curve from 100% down to 75%. Well, the humanity was arranged in this way. Director, can I read just
a
passage from the book?
Yes, yes, go ahead, please.
He said, let us proceed to define who and what backward and unprogressive people are, and to what extent they may be considered to be retrograde and ineffective compared with the dominating whites. The shift and obvious distinction between the backward and forward people is the following. With the exception of 20 million from Mediterranean Basin and Near East, there are colored people. You say, why the later people, that the white people are white skins? That except, with the exception of Japan and the inhabitants of northern China. So the category was made like this.
Hold on a second. There's something you said there. Can you check and tell me why they made China an exception and Japan? I'm very curious. Why did they excuse China and Japan and categorize the rest? I want you to tell us why.
Okay, I'm coming. The answer will emerge naturally. He said, I think if we look at all the factors, we take all the factors into consideration.
The fact of the matter remains, from what you have just read, is that the white people only respect those that fight back. This is one thing that Africans don't know, black people. As soon as the white man brought Christianity and we accepted it, they knew we were fools. Because you cannot come to their place and convince them to do otherwise. Only if they want to do. You can't force them to do anything. They came to Africa, they forced black African people to accept every garbage that they uttered. We swallowed it hook, line, and sinker. And that is why we are foolish. The Dutch people, for those who don't know, the Dutch people traveled to Japan. They went to colonize Japan. The Japanese people brought out guns and they ran away. Japan was never colonized. Now you understand. That is how you gain respect. Respect is not by sweeping somebody's street, cutting sugarcane in a sugarcane plantation. One day you come out, oh, we are equal, we are human beings. Zero is ever upon the Arawanawu. You prove your equality in battlefield. That is where you prove it. The idiot from Jigawa saying Bayelsa oil belongs to them. What do you think he was doing? He said, if you don't want us to lay claim to Bayelsa oil, go to war and defeat us. That's exactly what we are going to do. Thank you very much, my dear brother. Thank you, Father. This is Radio Biafra. We are live. We are direct. And our lines are open. We must take your calls. Our lines are open. We have to preach this gospel that Chukwa Biama's name may be praised. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? You have gone off. You have gone off. Not our own making. You have gone off. This is Radio Biafra. We are live. We are direct. And humanity is listening once again. Our Skype line is also open. Radio Biafra, if you call us, we will be able to take your call. Let's go to the line once again and see who is there. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Yes. Hello, Barreto.
Yes, please. Your name and where you are.
Yeah, I'm calling from Abba. And my name is Sunday.
Sunday who?
Sunday Asomoga. Asomoga.
Asomoga. Thank you very much. Please go ahead.
I'm using my radio and telling my people what is happening. Then many people are doubting.
What are they doubting? You said people are doubting you. It was Rick Heman again.
One week of 18 now.
Oh my goodness me. It seems to me that Igbo people are looking for an excuse not to get Biafra. How can you blame Uwazilike for not participating in Biafra? Uwazilike. So hold on, those of them going to vote, did they not vote for? Hold on. Did they not vote for Yoruba man Abiola? Was that not truncated? Did they not go back again to vote for another Yoruba man, Obasanjo? Because of Uwazilike, you not do Biafra. Uwazilike let you down. Uwazilike disappointed you. Because of that, you abandoned Biafra. That means you're not serious. The person is not serious.
So why I calling you now is that somebody told me, said that if we get here, we want to get Biafra, that we're supposed to help.
This is a new one. People are talking and their line just goes off, just like that. Because we are in Britain, could it be the British Secret Service? I don't know. Why are they cutting our calls? I have no idea. The call is here. This is England. Call doesn't fail. But it's cutting. I have no idea. The caller on the phone. Yes, can you hear me? The caller on the phone. Please go ahead.
Yes. I'm calling from Abia State.
We are in Abia State. What is your full name? What is your full name, please?
Hello.
Yes, where are you calling from? Where in Abia State are you?
From Abia, Borata.
Thank you. Thank you. Go ahead.
Yeah. So this was related is where people they talk up and down. So yeah, advice they made live was related matter said let us push you with one push you.
Exactly.
Forget Uwazilike thing is this and that. People talking Uwazilike. Let us forget Uwazilike. Let us form match within their front. Forget Uwazilike. So if they want to run a talk for this evening today, evening time, so about the election matter, I need to vote too. But I want to ask you this, I'll ask her to go about the year with another also. Let her advise the Janata. Let Janata come this side. What is Janata need if he is president, we will go for the president for this side. Let him forget the zone president because me are not ready to vote. So let Jonathan come this side. If he needs the president, we will go up for this side. So let him the zone. Let the zone do waiting. Go the way. So I appreciate what you are doing. And God will reward you now. So you know this radio just said making me all I'm too happy on what you are doing.
He said, thank you very much for that. Thank you very, very much. We are live. We are direct. We have another caller who happens to be on Viber. I wonder if they can hear me, the caller on Viber. This is Radio Biafra. Your name and where you are, please. Your name and where you are. No, it's not very clear. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. Good evening, Director.
Good evening. It's better now, please. Your name and where you are.
Director, my name is Ifeanyi Chukwumarai. I'm the Deputy National Coordinator of IPOB in the UK.
Yes, go ahead.
I'm from Asaba in Anyoma province of Biafra land.
Thank you.
I just wanted to make an announcement on behalf of the National Coordinator. Is it okay to go on, sir?
Go ahead, of course you can, yeah.
Okay. I just wanted to address the Biafrans. Great Biafrans, just for us to remind you of the reason why the Director had to come back to the UK for Biafra land from 3 weeks ago. The idea of his coming back was for him to come around and acquire satellite internet equipment to ensure that our broadcast from Biafra land is more seamless. Without the procurement of this equipment, we shall continue to experience intermittency when the Director returns back to Biafra land to continue his broadcast. And we all know that at this time, it's very important that we have uninterrupted broadcasts from Biafra land because of how strategic it is at the time. So we want to ensure that we have completely bypass the zoo network, and for us to be able to do that, this equipment has to be procured. Okay, we expect all our national coordinators to please collect contributions from their zones. Now I'm referring to the national coordinators in Europe to please collect contributions from their zones and remit to the national account in Germany, as we are aware that some of us do not have PayPal accounts to enable us to carry out the direct transaction to our global PayPal account, IPOB Global account. Hence, we have provided this alternative would appreciate if this payment is made and remitted to the global account in Germany by the end of this week. And for the National Coordinator Hospital, please include the details of the payees in an email and send to our financial control assistant, NIA, in Germany. Many of us have already redeemed our pledges. For this, we are indeed very grateful. And for those of us that have not yet redeemed our pledges, we ask that you please try and ensure that this is done as soon as possible. And remember that the target sum we're working towards is $12,000, which works out to about at least 20 pounds per individual all over the Europe, and that should cover the cost of this equipment, and we should get everything going. And then also, this one specifically is for the family in the UK. We're currently working out the modalities for our 28th of February protest against the elections in the zoo, which we'll hold in London. We shall announce more details in due course. We shall ensure that the 28th of February shall be a day not to be forgotten in the UK and all around the world. Michuki Abiyama, bless Biafra and Biafrans. Thank you very much, Director.
Thank you very much, Ise. Thank you for that. Thank you very much for that announcement. This is Radio Biafra. We are live. We are direct. In case people don't know, because our people, there is another manifestation of stupidity, which I'll tell you after this very call. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra. Turn your system down. Turn your system down. Hello, this is Radio Biafra. They're not paying attention, are they? Turn your system down. You will be able to speak to us. If you don't do so, there is no way we can take your call. We are live. We are direct. And the whole world is calling us because we are Radio Biafra. Everywhere they are listening. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Hello?
Yes, please. Your name and where you are. The caller on the phone, I can hear you. I can hear you, the caller on the phone. Can you hear me? No.
Good evening.
Good evening. What is your name?
Good evening.
Good evening. Good evening. Go ahead.
Hey, my name is Abengu Kamaba.
Thank you very much. Go ahead.
Hello?
Yes, I can hear you. Go ahead.
Abengu from Abba.
Thank you very much. Go ahead.
I want to...
Go ahead. Go ahead, please.
I'm Samuel from Abba.
Thank you.
Okay. Director, I want to say something.
Go ahead and say
it. You should be serious in Abba because I know what a little issue. What a little issue did not allow us to get it right. But now we have known that a new state has come up and we will do it. I'm asking for seriousness in this city, Abba. In particular, so that we can be able to achieve our aim. It was something that somebody has started must be accomplished. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Abba should be very strong, and we want Abba to be as resolute, as credible, as formidable as possible. That is why we are doing everything at our disposal to make sure that that is the case. This is Radio Biafra. We are going to the line to see who is there, and I believe, I hope it is. The caller on Skype, can you hear me? I'm about to smile and about to laugh. I don't know what to do anymore. Obiude Obienu is with us, our Los Angeles coordinator who came with us, one of our own flesh and blood. He is with us live and direct. Please go ahead.
Thank you so much, Director. Good morning or good afternoon, dear friends, wherever you are. I just used this time out of my work to call and say hello to dear friends all over the world. And Director, I can't say much. I can't thank you enough for what you're doing. Again, my name is Obiude Obienu. I hail from Oba in the Idemili local government area of Biafra land. Director, 2 days ago, I wanted to call, or I think a day ago, because I was listening on the broadcast and I heard about the Niger Republic and Chad coming over to help Nigerians fight the Boko Haram.
Yes.
One thing that I thought in my mind, I said, oh my God, these people are coming in gradually.
Yeah.
As you may know, they are all the same family. I believe strongly that Jonathan does not have an idea of that arrangement. Again, the Biafrans call him Clueless Jonathan. And in fact, he is really clueless. I know he did not make that arrangement for Chadian army and Niger Republic army to come in and help fight Boko Haram. What I do think about it, I say, oh my God, these people are creeping in. They are creeping in because the election is drawing near. And I want Biafrans all over the world to know that this is a tactics. It's not fighting Boko Haram, but they are coming in and permeating all over Nigeria, waiting for you guys on the election day. Again, that information about do not go out to vote. If you don't have ear, Ndibo Sina, yourself, because people are marching on, and their one primary goal is Islamization of the entire country. And the Biafrans are not going to let that happen. Again, this information, you cannot just wave it. I know a lot of us are voting or not voting. I want to remind each and every one of you that silent is consent. That means if we don't say nothing and we go there and vote for them, that means we are consenting for Nigeria to continue to go on. That's what I want to say this evening. I also want to use this privilege to say a big shout out to Ima and Uchime for all the people here in Los Angeles that are supporting me. Mazuma and Nini, I talked to him this morning. I know wherever he is, he's doing a job on there. My national coordinator, Madam Ogochukwu, one man. And I want to thank Biafrans also in Victoria and Bioboa. It's been a weekend when we left there, and I so much appreciate them. The welcome, the hospitality, the food, everything that they did to accommodate Biafrans that came in for the opening of our embassy. Director, I know I don't take too long, but I do want to make an announcement this afternoon pertaining our upcoming meeting. It's this Saturday, 14th of March, at our usual location, wherever you are. Dear friends, we encourage you to come out that day and be a part of this family meeting. Bring your ideas. This is not about talking. Come in and support what we're doing. I mean, consider this. For one time in your lifetime, you have done one noble thing. For brothers, Biafrans or non-Biafrans, I don't know, most of them are calling in and saying we support you, and they haven't even gone to the meeting. They haven't even made a simple contribution. I don't know what you guys thinking that this really is free of charge. This is the effort of Biafrans all over the world. So if you've been listening since 2012 or 2013 and 14 and appreciating what the director is doing, it's not just by merely saying, I appreciate your work. You look for the local family and make your contribution so that we can keep this news going on. It is just the news that speaks about you, the voice, that the gospel. It's not just speaking, but also it's for you, because no other media talks about you. So please, before you come on to say you appreciate the director and everything, make sure you are doing what you're asked to do. Again, I want to leave by telling all the Biafrans, whatever you are asked to do, do it. If organized in Manea for this miracle to happen. I want to say hello to all our coordinators in the United States here. David is the question. Madam, this boy, this young man in Washington that is willing to host us for the next on the May 30th. The Florida, our friends. And all of you guys, it's not meant that I'll remember everybody's name, but I know that God in heaven sees your effort and your contribution. Please keep on keeping on. Thank you so much, Director.
Thank you very much, Obidi Obienu. One of us, our Los Angeles coordinator and a principal officer of state. Thank you very much for that. And my warm regards to your family and all of you there in Los Angeles, California, USA. Thank you very much. This is Radio Biafra. Once again, we are live. We are direct. Humanity is listening because it is the right thing to do to continue the dissemination, I won't call it propagation anymore. Is the spread of this very gospel. Onya no okotara wanne ya, go and tell those around you. Tell them that we have come here, that Biafra may also come in truth and honesty. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? They are no longer there. We are going to Skype to see who is there. The caller on Skype, can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra. The caller on Skype, can you hear me?
Director, are you talking to me?
You are on Skype. I'm talking to you. Yes.
Director, are you talking to me?
Yes, I'm talking to you. Go ahead.
Okay, Director. Good evening.
Good evening.
Director, good evening.
Good evening. Go ahead.
My name is Okay Green. I'm from Umaka, in Jabalia, Imo State, Gafaland. And I'm calling from the North Delhi zone of New Delhi, India.
You're calling from where in New Delhi? Which zone? Which zone are you calling from? Hold on. Are you listening at all? Do you listen when you speak? Hello? My goodness me. My goodness me. People don't listen when they speak. I hate that. This is Radio Biafra. Can you hear me? The caller on the phone?
Hello.
Yes, please. What is your name and where are you calling from? Please, your name and where you are.
My name is Desmond Road. I'm calling from Enugu.
Thank you very much. Please go ahead. Can you speak English?
Okay.
Can you speak English?
I cannot speak English.
You can't speak English. Can you speak broken English?
I want to speak Igbo.
I want you to speak English. This is Radio Biafra. People don't listen. If you speak Igbo, will those in other parts of Biafra land hear you? The answer is no. So why are you speaking Igbo? That is the problem we have. Our people sometimes, they're impossible. Kondo was a hatola foot. He wants to speak Igbo. Oh God, he can speak English very well. This is Radio Biafra. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? I have a caller on the phone. Can you hear me? My goodness. Does it mean the caller on the phone cannot hear me or they are cowards? They cannot speak? Are they afraid? I don't know why they should be afraid. The caller on Skype, can you hear me?
Yes, Director, I can hear you properly.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Good evening. When you're speaking, please endeavor to listen out for the other person's voice, please. Go ahead. You were saying something before. Start from the beginning. Your name, please, and where you are.
Yes, sir. My name is Okay Ewim. I am calling from North Delhi Zone, India. And I hail from Umaka in Jabalia, Imo State.
Thank you. Please go ahead.
Director, I want to center my... Yes, sir. I want to center my statement on the fact that people keep on talking about Wazirike, Wazirike, Wazirike. But I have only one question to ask our people. Is Wazirike the only man in Biafra land or the only man in Igbo land? If Wazirike has tried and failed, why can't other people see the reason for them to try on their own, as you have just done? People are centering their statement on, that is, their argument on Wazirike have said this or have done that or this, that. But Wazirike is just one man out of the entire nation. So people saying about Wazirike, I don't want to go deeper in the issue of Wazirike, rather. I want to center my statement on the fact that we want to boycott the election in Biafra land. Because that is very, very important to us. Because to me, this is the only chance from the inception of this amalgamation. This is the slightest chance, the highest opportunity we have ever come across in order for us to liberate ourselves from this captivity. Because if we refuse to if we refuse to liberate ourselves this time around, I don't think there is any other time that will be given to us. So people should think about us, that is it, taking ourselves out of this particular contraption called Nigeria. Because it is not very important for us. For instance, now there has never been any benefit who have benefited from Nigeria. If not, everything that is this Nigeria has destroyed everything we have had, from our mentality, our social system, our traditional system. Everything has been destroyed by Nigeria. Yes, people are talking about Waziri can not dress of it. So I really want to tell our people, wherever our people, their friends worldwide, let us use this slightest opportunity to liberate ourselves from this contraption called Nigeria by cutting this election in Biafra land. And let us also use this opportunity to call our people, both at home and abroad, that they should not go for this election. To me, I have called my parents and tell them not to go to the polling units that very day, because if anything happens to them, I will not be held responsible for that. So people should forget about talking about what other people have done wrong. Rather, they should concentrate this time around, because this is the only opportunity we have directly. And again, I want to use this opportunity to thank our people in the North Delhi zone who has not failed us for even one day, who have been responding to us critically, because people in the North Delhi zone are crying for us. At least if we call them, they answer us. Please, if you know, again, I also want to use this opportunity to make the announcement of our meeting here in the North Delhi zone. If you know you are residing in the North Delhi zone, maybe you have not called your people at home, maybe you have not been attending our meetings, please, this is the chance for you to come and liaise with us. This is the time for you to come and be with us, because we are your brothers, and this is the only chance we have to liberate ourselves from Nigeria. In case you want to attend our meeting, maybe you find it difficult to locate us, please call the number of our zonal coordinator, Maazi Obiora Anibor. His number is 987-356-0416. I repeat, 987-356-0416. Director, please, I also want to use this opportunity to thank you for your effort. I mean, your mentality, because I believe at the end of this struggle, Director, you are going to break a world record. I strongly believe that, because I have never seen a black man that have mental capacity like you. And I have never ever seen a black man that think the way you think. Both everything, you are consistent in everything, you have never changed. You are a great man. I don't know the right adjective or grammar to qualify what God has created in you. But I still bless God who made it possible for me to find you in this generation, because without you, I don't think people will be shouting over the community are finished. So I bless God for giving you to us, for you to come and be the person to pilot this affair. So that at the end, I strongly believe that at the end, we must emerge victorious. Thank you, and God bless you, my beloved.
Thank you very much for that. Thank you very, very for that, please. I'm Echukwu Abia. I bless all of you in North Delhi as well for the work that you're doing. Thank you very much. I have a caller on Viber. I don't know where they're calling us from, but we shall find out very shortly. The caller
hello.
On Viber, can you
hello?
Hear me? Yes, hello. Your name and where you are?
Yeah, I can hear you. Tiga.
Sorry, what is your name?
I'm Tiga.
Tiga, what is your full name? What do you have on your documents, your ID card, your full name, please? Here we say who we are.
I'm Tiga from Ogwashi Kuteto State.
Is that Tiga your name? You don't have a surname?
Yeah. I'm Aruviere.
Thank you. Go ahead.
Aruviere Otega, yeah. What I have to say is, you know, I've been hearing people talking about poverty and all that. What I have to say is, if one is having a poor sense of reasoning... Hello?
Yes, where are you calling from?
Yeah,
hold on, where are you calling from? Where are you calling us from?
I'm calling from Nigeria.
Thank you. Go ahead.
Okay. I want to talk about, when people talk about poverty, when one have a poor sense of reasoning, that implies poverty also. And what I have to say to contribution or to this work you've been doing, I really appreciate. And I study Mass Comm also, and I appreciate all what you've been doing. I love this. This is wonderful. I've been reading about Biafra, but we weren't actually taught, you know, the real things about Biafra, the real part of Biafra. But listening to this radio, and I've been understanding some things, said this about Biafra, and, you know, it's really amazing. Thank you very much.
Thank you very, very much, Somogwashuku. And our people are coming together. Now they know what Biafra is all about. Awosa Fulani will come and tell you that, oh no, it is not her. It was Ojukwu. Ojukwu gave you. I don't know how to, you know, in Awosa accent. I don't know who can do it for us. It's Ojukwu that gave you Biafra, Biafra. I have a document which I will seek to release tomorrow. I want everybody, if you have an Ishikiri friend and a Robo friend, take it to them. Tell them that their name was Biafra. Very simple. That they may no longer doubt us. Our resolve, our tenacity, and our determination. That is the mistake our enemies always make. They underestimate our resolve. I don't know if they understand the people they are dealing with. We are never going to stop. We have abundance of energy. I can tell you that. What you're getting now is small. When I enter into Biafra land, we will do a program in the morning. We will do an Igbo program in the afternoon. In the evening, we'll come back again. We will not sleep. We will pull down that edifice to the glory of Satan. The zoo will fall. That zoo will fall. I want to know how many of you believe in God in truth and honesty. I don't know how many of you actually believe that anything is possible with heaven. I am one of those. I am a keen follower of scientific advancement, but at the same time, I believe in the power of heaven, Chukwabiama. And that zoo will fall. If the zoo doesn't fall, then why are we bothering ourselves praying? But because I know that Chukwabiama is in heaven, that is why Biafra will come under our watch in our lifetime. Ndem bobo na ndi no ganeria no onwe ha, they will eat their own flesh. I don't give a damn. Even sometimes, if I don't have enemies, I create them. Do you know that? So I can be very, very vigilant to keep my senses working all the time. When I have no enemies, I don't like it, I create them. So that their defeat will be spectacular. I love it when enemies fall. Haven't they all fallen? You are still with me. You have a question to ask? Okay, please go ahead. If you have a question to ask, you must ask it. Go ahead.
During my secondary level and my primary level, we were taught different in Italy. Why was it like that?
We are taught a different thing because even the Bible says that knowledge is power, and those who lack that knowledge perish. Or the Bible, if I can quote the paraphrase, it says, my people perish due to lack of knowledge. Ignorance is the key. Awosa was banking on something. Awosa thought to themselves, if we deny them the proper history of who they are, then we will control them forever. Because the white man did the same thing. When the white man came, they asked the Oyibo, oh, but how about the Igbo people? The Oyibo man said, they have no history. The Oyibo man said, oh, they don't have any history, they are just here and they are Nigerians. Because the Oyibo man knows that if he were to tell us that it was even the Awosa people themselves that told them, it was Awosa that told the white man that we are the children of God in Zamfara. In Zamfara. Zamfara people told white men that across those plains is the lost tribe of Israel. This happened in 1803 by a British cartographer named Robertson. I have the map till tomorrow morning. Across those plains is what we believe to be the lost tribe of Israel. That white man ran back to England and decided to, in fact, he said, they don't have any history. But they made another mistake. In the amalgamation report, which I have, that Lugard wrote to the British people asking them to amalgamate the North and the South, Lugard referred to the Igbo people as the great race. the great Igbo race. For a white man to refer to a people as great, that means something. You cannot just be great out of nothing. Something made you great. They never told us why they said the Igbo race is great. The only people in Africa referred to as great are your people. By Igbo, I mean the whole of Biafra land. Because there was no distinction before. It was when they found oil that they divided us up to get our oil. It was written IBO before to cover the entire southeastern part, which includes today's south-south. That was the reason why they decided not to teach you about Biafra in primary school. If you teach our children the true story about Biafra, everywhere will burn down overnight. How do you control people is by making them ignorant. That was one thing. Hausa Fulani learned from white people and they are using it very well. Hausa will never tell you in Yoruba that Biafra existed before Britain. We are 5,000 years old. They won't tell you that. They'll tell you, oh, Ojukwu brought Biafra. They made you to think that the word Biafra is synonymous with war, with hunger, with famine, with disease. In our own eyes, they convinced us that Biafra means war, Biafra means suffering, Biafra means dying, Biafra means poverty and hunger. That's what they are telling us. But the word Biafra existed before England came into existence. We are one of the oldest people in the whole world found in the Afar region of Ethiopia. The oldest species of mankind from the Afarensis family, the oldest species of humanity found are Biafran people. And they lie to us because they can't tell you all these things. Why do you think they don't want Radio Biafra to be on air? They don't want us to be on air because they don't want you to know the truth. That is why everybody is jumping up and down. And India was to remember all these idiots and vagabonds that are against what we are doing. Why? Because they don't want you to hear the truth coming from Radio Biafra. That's all. Any more question?
Oh, I had one question. Just one. Then I'll hang up.
Thank you.
Okay. I'll be hearing people talking about us being the
Hello? Oh my goodness. Can you hear me? Lord have mercy. Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Yes. Now, say that again, please. Your line was lost a bit. You repeat your last question. What do you say?
Okay. We're told we're the future leaders of tomorrow.
Yes.
Yeah. What we see right now from the leaders above is not encouraging to us. And also, I wonder why an 87-year-old man or 72-year-old man won't become a president at that age.
The reason why they continue to be in power and will not let you come in is because I don't know if people understand how the entity of Satan works. People don't understand the meaning of darkness. The reason why most African leaders, you only get into power at the age of 80, 90, 100, depending on how Satan wants to use you, is because of evil and wickedness. Go anywhere else in the world, you see vibrant young men in their mid-40s running their countries. Only in Africa, because Africa is imbibed in darkness. And they will remain blind. Look at what Mugabe is doing in Zimbabwe. Look at what Mobutu Sese Seko did before he left. Arap Moi. All these people, they want to die in power because, oh my God, primitive accumulation. The money they are stealing is never enough for them. They want to go on stealing. And the more older you get, the more you steal. So that their children can take over and their children's children. That is why things are the way they are. My dear brother. People in Africa are in one almighty mess. I'm not just talking about the zoo. The whole black Africa are in a mess. Why are we in a mess? Our brain, the way we think. The way we think, our brain. How we see things, how we analyze them, how we prefer solutions to them is the problem. It is the wrong way to do it. That is why we are very, very wretched, very, very poor, poverty stricken. That is why these bastards, old men, useless old fools, They stayed in power in 76 to 79. Obasanjo was the head of state. This monstrosity came back in 1999. Also, if you allowed him, he will still be there till tomorrow morning. Because you and I allowed them to do it. We have never revolted. Nobody has ever revolted. Until Radio Biafra came, our people did not know that the old men in Ohanaeze are criminals. Nobody knew that before. We told them that these men, Wundioshi can have. They thought we were joking. Oh, Napali Ndio Kenya. I said, go and check them very well. When they searched them, they found 5 billion in their pocket in Ndioshi. That was the day everybody knew that Ohanaeze is a wasted space and joke. Why won't they allow young men to go into Ohanaeze and put a bit of fresh blood in there and get something done? Because, my dear brother, they are corrupt. The reason why old men are in power is because of corruption. Why is it that black people are predisposed to corruption? Because they have evil in them. They are bad people. I'm sorry to say we are black people, but it is the truth. If we don't like it, then we change. Thank you very much, my dear brother. Thank you. I welcome your contribution this very evening. We are live. We are direct. This is Radio Biafra, and humanity is listening. Our other line is just jammed. Too many calls coming in. It just froze, completely froze. Our 208-133-9976 line. Frozen. Because of the amount of calls coming in. But we continue regardless. This is Radio Biafra, the caller on the line. Can you hear me? Turn your system down. We give the same advice all the time. Often they ignore or they neglect it. Please turn your system down. This is Radio Biafra. The time here now is 20 minutes to 10 p.m. in the evening, 20 minutes to 11 in Biafra land. If you don't turn your system down, I can't take your call, the caller on the phone. Can you hear me?
Hello, good evening.
Good evening. That is better now, please. Your name?
Hello.
Yes, hello. Your name and where you are?
My name is Chukwu Jeku Israel, calling from Aba.
Thank you very much. Please go ahead.
Please, I want to thank God on your behalf and on behalf of people of Biafra. And there is a comment that you make. I want to make some comment on it.
The line just went off. The caller on Skype, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Please go ahead. Your name and where you are.
My name is Afamefuna Olisa.
Thank you very
from
much.
From Uguoba, Uji River, Biafra land.
Thank you. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Indiana.
Indiana in the USA, is that correct?
Yes, sir.
Is there electricity where you are?
Everything do nyafu nyafu nyafu.
Is there running water where you are?
Crystal clear.
I believe you have a car where you are. And also your neighbors. In your village, are those things in your village where you come from? My goodness me. Please go ahead. You are one of us. Go ahead.
I thank you enormously. You are the man. My father died protecting people. My father was an ambassador of truth. And why I joined you after what was Luke said made is because I had you when you documented something in Ezu close to my village, Uguoba.
That's correct.
And I know you are just a facsimile of my father. And he be my father was alive. My father went to war and my mom is here in the United States with me. My mom was cooking for the soldiers. And my mom is beside me. He said that when he starts, you should let her know, come to cook for the soldiers finally before he dies. Because he's 70 now.
My goodness. May Chukwu Abiyama bless her immensely.
Okay. After talking to you, I will give her, if you can let me, she can talk for just a minute.
Of course,
just close
of
to
course
me.
She will speak. She's one of us. Go ahead.
Okay, Namde. We are just here. I'm in Atlanta group with Uchenaji.
Uchenaji, yes.
Uchenaji. I tried to get some people in Indiana, but they have some rogue heads, you know, talking about what Wazulike did. I don't want to wait for people while things go behind me. I want to start first while I'm still evangelizing them to put themselves together. So I joined Atlanta group so that I will get things be done while I still wait for them. When they woke up from their slumber, they can join. If not, we leave them behind and continue, as you said. I want God to bless your family. Everybody around you, the barrister, Imam Mezu, everybody that have been helping, that God will put us through, and everything we plan will go. We don't mind what is going on. After, I will call my coordinator and tell the coordinator where I want to belong. I want to belong the people that you send some sensitive message to go and deliver and come back. All we want is Biafra. I don't care what everybody said. These people have dealt with us for a good number of years. It's time for us. It's time for us to now act. Wazulike did that. Well, I don't care. I don't even know who Wazulike is. I don't want to know. All I know is in Namdeka. Everybody came to this world with a purpose. My father told me that. Wazulike have been destined to fail, and he failed. Now, Namdeka is there to take us to the promised land, because Moses didn't get to the promised land, but he tried. So that is where I anchor my spirit, my belief, and everything. You are the man. God will protect you. Any day anybody touches you when you go home, all their family will hear anything. I'm an American citizen, so I can penetrate anywhere in the whole world. Give me the order. That's all I need.
Thank you very much.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Is your mom close by, please?
Yeah, my mom is close by.
Bring her closer. Mommy. She's one of us. She's one of us.
Oga Namdi.
Good evening,
sir.
Good evening.
Odogwu Kebo.
Igade. No, ma. Igade.
Odogwu Kebo. No shaking.
At all.
Ana ma yo chukwu abiama. Ko na echekwebe wu nebe o ni na eje n'okwu ni ni na-ekwu.
Ise.
Onwe ihe obuna ga-eme gi. Anyi ekwu na azukwu she ike.
Ise.
Onwe onye ji afufu anya isi. Onwe kwu onye ji afufu yo akwa trauza.
Iziokwu ko.
Anyi choro Biafra. N'uzo obu n'uzo. Maka na ndi Igbo kwesiri noro onwe ha. Na akwụkwọ a na-enye anyị akarịa, mmegbu karịrị. Ọ maka ya ka anyị ji wee na-akwadosi gị ike. Anyị chọrọ Biafra. Ana anyị ga-enwekwa ya n'aha Chukwu. Anyị ga-enweta ya n'ụzọ ọbụla. Because ndụ si na ha na-achị anyị bụ ndụ Naịjirịa. O nweghị anyị na-enweta n'aka ha chacha. Kama ọ bụrụ mkpagbu na akwụkwọ, aga n'iru, nnachi azụ, bụ ihe anyị na-enweta n'aka ha. Kpara onye ọbụla n'ebe ọ nọ. Wee nna yọ Chineke nna biko, onye mere ka ị nwee uche, nwee ike ịdị na-ekwu ihe a niile ị na-ekwu, wee na-eje ụwa niile, wee na-ekwupụtara anyị ihe anyị ga-eme. Anyị na-ayọ biko ka Chineke aha kwụsie ike n'azụ, ka anyị nwana onwe anyị ndụ ga-esokwa wee nọ nyawa agha dụrụ ndụ wee hụ Biafra anyị ka ọ pụtara ife. Onye ọbụla ga-achịrị aka elu wee kenee Chukwu Abiama n'aha Jizọs.
Amen and amen and amen and amen. Thank you very much, our dear mother who was cooking for us 45 years ago. And she is also prepared to cook for the army of Biafra once again. That is the spirit that we need. That is the spirit that we encourage. That is the type of banner that would lead us to battle and come back, because this is a war we are going to win. When we started from the beginning, I made it very clear. I don't want a Biafra that will come through peaceful negotiation. Every day I remind you people, if you know how to go and get Biafra by peaceful negotiation, you tell me so, I will resign. We will hand over the instruments of Biafra Media, place it at your disposal to do with as you wish. Just go and get us Biafra. That's all we're asking for. It doesn't matter who is going to come from. Anybody who comes out and says, I'm going to get Biafra, will follow the person. But we have discovered something. People say they want to get Biafra peacefully because they're looking for money to eat. There are some idiots everywhere. When I owned a property in London, some of them were still in secondary school, planning or dreaming of coming abroad. You believe a warrior. It's quite interesting. I read something. Our COC was responding to somebody saying, how come they're no longer asking about our transmitter? That's, I don't understand why. That one, before it was account, and then transmitter. How long ago? They're not talking about arms and police. I am declared wanted. If I'm not wanted, how am I a freedom fighter? If I'm not a wanted person, what type of freedom fighter can be doing it in truth and honesty without being wanted by those that want their oil and resources? Can you reason? Here on Radio Biafra, we do. The caller on Skype, can you hear me?
Hello?
Yes, please. What is your name, your full name, and where you're calling from, please? This is Radio Biafra.
My name is Otese O. Otese. I'm from Abreva in Biafra land. I'm living in France, Paris.
Hold on. Otese O. Otese.
Yes.
Did you go to Government College Omahi? I want to know. Or was it your dad that was our principal at Government College Omahi? I want to know.
No, not that one.
My goodness, me.
My father was the one who fought the war.
Okay, Otese that fought the war. Okay.
Yes.
I thought it was Otese, our principal at Government College Omahi, before war came.
No.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Please go ahead.
Then I was listening all this, all the messages. All this world, I've been trying to say, may Chukwu Abioma continue to bless you. And also, I've been making calls to some of our brothers that is living in here in France, that is under the, that are working in the legions, and they are promising they are going to join the to make sure that the Biafra will come to and become a country of his own. That's why I'm calling.
So you are in France right now, is that correct?
Yes.
We have a family meeting in Nancy. Which part of France? Are you in Paris?
I'm Paris.
You are in Paris. So what we want you people to do is to start a family inside Paris. We had a family in Paris before. They went and bought a goosey. Elili, na be goosey. Na akweri, akweri. And they are no longer with us. We want a new family. The La Havre was the one that stood very strong. Nancy is now coming back. I know that Montpellier is returning as well. Now you are calling from Paris. Go and assemble your people together. Go and look for your flesh and your blood. All around France and in Paris, because Biafra belongs to all of you. It doesn't belong to me. It doesn't belong to the directorate. It belongs to all of you. So wherever you are in the world, start getting yourselves together. Form family meetings and make sure you report to us, and then it is done. So we can all get Biafra together. I thank you for your call, and your name has reminded me of very many things. It's a very famous name. Otese O. Otese. And I thank you very much. Chukwu Abioma be with you and all your endeavors in Paris. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
Thank you. That was one of us also. We have recovered everywhere. But some will be, you know, running about up and down. You know, you did it. We are formidable. We told them. We always win eventually. Because we did not come of our own accord. I never wanted to serve you people. I say it openly. I never sat down one day and said, oh, do you know we are going to do Biafra in the year? This rubbish. Chukwu Abioma asked us to come. The caller on the phone, can
Hello?
You hear me? Yes, can you hear me?
Hello, Margarito. Good evening, sir.
Good evening, my dear brother. Hello, your name and where you are, please.
Okay, sir. I'm more. So I have from Bend. So more I want to know when Esom, one of the Biafra from the beginning since I had been 1970, I had been written up to now. So I don't have my feelings. I don't have my whatever to be. All I come now with well, my wife that I married from Akwa-Ibo state. So my wife, all him and who were therapy. I'm not happy for what is happening in Nigeria. That this Nigeria, God has shown me that the Nigeria has buried. And I no more future again in Nigeria. Since God has shown me all this in dream. And also God showed me that under Moses, there must be a Biafra. Because I saw myself in a dream the time I was carrying gun, shooting, doing a lot of things. So later on, the flag of Biafra must stand. So I believe in a God Almighty, Dean Chukwu Abioma. That Biafra will be alive. And that's what I'm telling people always, whenever I went. I'm a spiritual man. So whenever I went, I tell them that let them believe in Biafra, that Biafra is alive. And nobody, no bugger, no stupid human being can change it. No coffee can change it. That God said that the time shall come, the Israelites will gather together. We are the tribes of the Israelites. So that's why I'm always trying the number. And I thank you for what you are doing. And Chukwukawa will bless you and multiply power upon you and give you more knowledge and more wisdom and more understanding to be serving people, to be make others to who those who are blind to be seen. Because there are many people in Africa, they are blind. Many, they are blind. So what I'm saying that my name is, I'll not tell you my name is Ebe Igwe, Ebe Igwe. Everywhere from Eastern, we hope we are more or less here. Eastern. Eastern means that he here. That he here. We are bent. We are bent. So, if I come on, I see. That's the place I come from. So, my brother, director, I called you by the name of Chukwu Obioma. May God give you more strength and more power. I'll be trying this number always. Yesterday, day before yesterday, I'll be trying. Because I'm living in Lagos before, in Adawa State. Nothing goes on, nothing is moving. So, today, as I got this number, I'm living in Aba here, right now. I'm living in Aba, at Obo here, Dandan. I'm living in that place, it was bush. I'm living inside bush. I believe more here. So, I'm suffering with mosquito and whatever. And got any number number one, but any level none about got any number about one, nothing. People are perish, people are dying from what they don't know. So this Nigeria has done it. China is really awful. They also come up with my other measure. What come and illegal work together. So I believe in God action. That's my prayer. Since I've been hearing your voice, I say God, you are the second. Moses we have now. Ojukwu has died. The day they buried Ojukwu, I was crying, I was sharing tears. So why God? God said that we should calm down. I should tell people that they should calm down, that time shall come, you bring somebody and bring all that. People will gather together. So Biafra is alive. I'm telling people that Biafra is alive. Biafra is alive. I'm telling my wife also is from Akwa Ibom. I tell her that this Biafra, both all the whole Garba, all the whole Efik, all of them we are one. No one. I'm from Item. I'm from Item. Oh, Item means here. That is here. That's the place I stand. I'm a spiritual man, my director. So I pray to God Almighty that by His grace, by His power, I will continue to join my family in Aba here. Anytime, wherever I'm traveling, go, I will join them wherever they are. Yes. So I believe in God Almighty. May God Almighty give you more strength and more power. More strength and more power. I am praying for you. I'm fasting to you and your family. Any person, setting his evil hands, evil thoughts against you, that person will surely die. I am telling them that they will vote. Not anyone, any single one who believes in Biafra, freedom, don't go and vote. They say, yes, my Lord. They call me Lord. I say, no, I'm not a Lord, but I'm second Lord for you people. But I am telling you what I'm seeing in this year. Biafra is alive. But what is the man, Nanya? What is the man, Nanya? What is the Christ is normal. I'm talking again. And I believe in Christ. And I believe in God Almighty. Being Chukwu Obioma. God will give you more strength. Any harm, any power, say that in all the weapons of it, that person will surely die. In any society, hang on in there. But God has told me that there is something I want to tell you secretly now. But I know that so many of them, all of them, they are hearing it now. Oh, okwu niile na-ekwu na arịrịọ gị niile na arịrịọ anyị niile nwụọ Biafra. O nwere m chọrọ ka m mee ka o doo gị anya ka m gwa gị dịka Chukwu si gaa kwụsị m gwa gị nwụọ dachara otu ị na-eme ihe a from your generation to generation. No way, no job. People are dying because without no NSF, no money. This Nigeria, I pray to God, and God told me the Nigeria have died. And earlier, and if you are here, you are here, one touch, direct. I don't have my feelings. So I'm one of this family. Since I have the router now, since 1970, up to now. So I'm here, okay, one more Kakurokua, Mamaya Dane, William Gazette, you want to say, you know, 45 years, one year than it, you are not aware, this is what is happening. But I'm assisting, I don't want to believe me. And if you are more aware, your second father or second lord in Ahuanya, that's not my father. He has said, no, that is not like that. I should forgive. I am not like that. I'm not watching the guitar. You can pick it. You pick a number, man. So now, where is the new million now? I don't like them to say it. And already, we will not be for our APKM the number. I'm not going to have a caller. But I will be continuing because I'm a traveler. I will be continuing seeing them. Wherever, I don't know something that I'm going to have at that place. So, I believe in God Almighty being to go Biama. Okay, Piafra is alive. So maybe tomorrow or next I will be. So may Chukwuma bless you and give you more strength. Let us come and fight for this thing. And I'm rather that here was written is rubbish. But and very soon so many of them will be dying. And I think it's in your dream with God. And I believe in God in dream. Because all what I'm saying, and all two of them are there, this journey, now you want to do a lot of course in Kendaya, which you could be a matter of this journey, and honey, and you got a number, and everybody in the decision, and I guess you got a world where there will be a freedom. That must be a freedom. And this is a freedom. And more power and more strength. That is me. And I believe in God in action. And the teenager can say, I had a dog too much. I had a dog too much. Come on, I need it. Nelly can never have you. I will. And the two are equal to you. She make a good idea. Make more power. Oh, yeah, come on. I want it. My son, I want to know more. You can tell the walk. My mama can tell the walk. I don't waste time because I want to be a man. And also, for the other. For what reason? Now this is Nigeria. Why should you hold my wife? No matter whom you are, this is my wife. She's not my friend.
Hold on. Our Saman is telling you that you are holding your wife and walking down the street is against our law, a soldier. Is that what you're saying?
Yes, my coordinator. So yes, I'm happier. Now what I'm saying is that I'm not going to be. You can't do that. My wife is here. She can greet you. Let you hear her voice now.
Thank you. Good evening.
Good evening, my dear sister. How are you?
I'm fine.
Thank you very much. You are from Akwa Ibom State, is that correct?
Yes, sir.
Which part of Akwa Ibom State are you from?
No, sir.
From Ikotepene, thank you. I want you to greet our people in Ibibio language.
Okay, sir, no problem. Hello?
Yes, speak. I want you to greet us in Ibibio language.
Yes, sir, where is them?
No, they are.
Let's say hello.
Thank you very much. I love that very much. I love that. We are all Biafran people. If you want to look for a place to marry from, you can go to Cross River State. You are fine. You can go to Akwa Ibom. You are okay. You can go to Rivers, to Bayelsa. You can also go to Delta. You can go to Lower Kogi, which is a Gala land. You are safe. You can also do the same in Lower Benue. You are also safe, which is the Doma land. We are all one family. We are all Biafrans. Chukwu Abiam made it possible for Islam not to come in. That they will not teach you in your school curriculum. They will not teach you in primary school history. And they will not also tell you that these Muslims you're seeing today, like Buhari, they have tried before to colonize us and they did not succeed. They tried to bring Islam to us and they failed. They went to Yoruba land and they succeeded. That is why Yoruba is today Anungorodo. They are not up and they are not down. They only base, they only prefer, they only specialize in gossip and backstabbing. Half of Yoruba land is under Hausa Fulani occupation. In Ilorin, that is why they cannot speak. Their punishment will come last and it will be the worst. For daring to kill millions of Biafrans, Yoruba, through starvation. Awolowo did it. That is why those of you sometimes... anyway, we allow Chukwu Abiam to be the judge of that. This is Radio Biafra. We have to bring our program to a close. This very program we have run today, we are also going to run in the morning. In the morning, we'll be live and direct. I don't know what the time is where you are. And I thank those of you that tweeted today. Some did not tweet. Those of you in America, please keep tweeting. Especially in the West Coast, you must tweet, please. Create a Twitter account and tweet. Today, it has resounded very well. They understand we are not going to vote. We are going to do everything possible to ensure we don't go out to vote. Tell your people back home. Tell the ones in Biafra land that Biafrans all over the world have decided we're not going to vote. We are not like Owasrikan can never be. God forbid Satan. We have come to do God's work and in truth and honesty at that as well. In case you didn't know before, allow me to remind you that Biafra is our religion. That here on Radio Biafra is where we worship. Because Chukwu Abiam is God. He will guide, bless, nurture, and sustain each and every one of you and your families. But more importantly, Chukwu Abiam will bless Biafra. I thank you very much for listening from me from here till tomorrow morning when we shall meet again live on air. It is good evening.